Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
big old booty, shake that booty, can I lay on them booty, my
that booty, that big old booty. Shake that booty, can I lay on them booty? That booty, that big old booty. Shake that booty, can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty, copyright that booty. Bounce that boot on the floor. Shit. Shake till you get a little soft. Shit. Show 'em your mama made a hoe. Shit. Shit. Go on here, get a little low. Shit. Shake that boot in the car. Shit. Shake that boot in the stove. Shit. Shit. Pop it, stop it, drop it, pop it. If I hit a Lexus Sky, I'm a motherfucking rocket. Shit. I ain't got no fucking heart. I can't be loyal to you, whore. You weren't here from the start. First.
Fucking pipe out. I got a SK with a fucking knife out. Yeah, pussy boy, you wanna act out. With my guns and them niggas like the blackout.
Boom, boss, so much cheese, nigga. I was raised around the streets, niggas. We don't do it for your beats, nigga. We'll pull up, come speed, nigga. Money long for that love, Uzi. Walk around with a big boost. Love chalk, that's love. Strap your bull dog, that's bitch. Scoopy, fuck it, that fuck up, I fuck it to work. Pull up, I got that AK on your shirt. Don't you my girl, you're no plan, no purse. Smoking no OG, I'm smoking no herbs. Blame me a nigga, they call me Lil Kurt. I've been the boss, so I do this shit first. My niggas,
yeah, that Gucci shit don't matter. The shit don't matter.
I'm pregnant, I'm going to Scotty. Tell her she wanna ride like a Harley. Ride in a Audi, I speed up a room. Flip in the back, make that bitch hit its own. I be blowing out the bag, popping these tags. Feel like I walk out of sack. Know I made these niggas mad. Don't get no fuck, this shit it come with a tag. Feel around drumming, it be like a drummer. Fucking up Cali, I did it that strong. Do this shit daily, ho, look at the numbers. Young nigga cold, but I'm hot as a summer. Clip long, hit a nigga quick, no kickback. Right speed up, love, bro, nigga sit back. Bitch wanna fuck, tell a love, bro, hit that. Iced out nigga walking around with a big rack. So much cheese, man. I was raised around
I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. Pull up like a sin, I slap, I swear, I'll both lane, yeah. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing. Bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. King in here with the propane. Bitch, I'm smoking clean. Took gold chains. She catch her feelings, I can't say I feel the same, yeah. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. Ay, okay. Too much sauce when I drip. Can't take a loss, I can miss. Ray Charles to the wrist. Got it looking like a fucking bank off. I done broke down a zip. Started dirty like clean water. Nigga, pop a feeling, get lit.
Stepping on loose, checking my fashion. I was just trying to be cool, diamonds attacking. cover greens. Fuck this little bad bitch from your dreams. Precious Listerine when I pull up to the scene. Ay, off-white Nikes, lace up clean. Lean lick ass on my undercover jeans. Fuck this little bad bitch from your dreams. Clean as Listerine when I pull up to the scene. Smoking on a blunt, about as tall as limousine. All these niggas gas, I roll up the kerosene. I was sitting bad like the scale is a regime. Walking with the lie, you can hear my pocket sting. Going for a little bit, I'm drowsy off a beam. Shit, I take pennies, cause it all add up to me. Lil' bro still selling fire to a fiend. He ain't talking fresh with the iron in his team.
I'm ashamed of all the things that I was doing for you. Should've known that all these girls are same and they ain't loyal. She a freak, cause I don't wanna be. Just to eat, Louboutins all on her feet. Where you get the money for them shoes, girl? You hit me on my DM yeah, like a fan, girl. Did you want me or did you want these bands, girl? Now I know you just another Instagram, girl. She almost made me think that all she want is me. I hit the club and straight up from my back.
Sound like I'm from New York City. Airbnb gon' fuck in it. She know that I do the music. Always cooking home, I'm tryna save up. Tryna do my friends some favors. Gave her head, she facing backwards. Ay. 27 shows, I go to cities every now and then. I watch the crowd, they jumping, watching me. Cut the days ago, I'm just a kid, not old enough to smoke a cig. Then wonder what's the recipe. They want me to come home.
I got that.
Crack the seal, it's potent. You can smell when it's medical.
Smell when it's A1.
I doubled a cup to let you know I ain't drinking unregular.
Drinking them bullshit.
I keep a couple shots in case you get foul and technical. I'm free as a bird, but somehow I'm still gon' settle. Yeah. Come take a ride with me. Hop on the passenger side. Baby, let burn some trees. Hop back while we glide. I'ma get fly like Clyde. Diamonds like stars in the sky. You gotta accept that I'm live. Zip of that fluid. And I know you don't do it,
know you don't do it.
But baby get high with me. Draw me under the influence. I used to walk home, now I be gone. Cause I be torn. Water on me and on my feet. I'm on the shore. Pour up a zip of that fluid. And I know you don't do it. But baby get high with me. Draw me under the influence. I used to walk home, now I be gone. Cause I be torn. Water on me and on my feet. I'm on the shore.
Back in the day I was playing.
Streets, boy. Murder the pussy, I'm a beast, boy. And you a soldier, I'm a chief, boy.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Hip-hop.
Turn the music up. Turn the music up.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
hip-hop list. You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
In the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Like him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? King Scratch is up in the building. Once again, they go, these punk-ass sound effects ain't working. I wonder why that shit work like that. That shit wanna work when it won't do, don't work when it won't do, all that old shit. Gotta get to the bottom of this shit. But if y'all online, man, give us a call, 323-642-5097. Bad Monday, True West. We got the homegirl, Sweet Pea, in the building. We got JoJo. DJ Ev Love, and we got Julia.
Hey.
I couldn't hold that shit no long. What the hell is going on, my folks?
Shit, I ain't got nothing to say.
Motherfuckers.
Ain't nobody else called to wake. I say ain't nobody else called to wake me up except Julia. She the only one care about me.
Oh, don't be saying that. I ain't know you was sleeping. Nobody don't be calling to wake me up when I'm asleep. Shit. Man. But good looking out, Julia, for waking up while I'm sweet pissing.
No problem. I wouldn't sleep today, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, somebody got to go and shake her goddamn bed and be like, get up, man. It's time for the radio show. Get the fuck up.
I just said I wasn't even sleep today. The days I was sleep. Hell no. Nobody called. Nobody said this motherfucker be on this medication. I know this motherfucker sleep. Let's wake this nigga up. None of that.
Oh, well, I mean, hell, me personally, I ain't know if you was, like, busy or, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know. Shit. But Julia said she was going to call you anyway, so, or hit you up.
Busy with that motherfucking Benadryl slapping my ass upside the head.
We just talked about that. Benadryl, that shit, motherfucker, man. Your ass go to sleep.
The hell of a drug.
Yeah,
nobody calls me.
And it's shit like that, man.
Nigga, that Benadryl is a motherfucker. I was telling Julie, I was...
I'm going to go to sleep no matter what I take because I guess I'm so fucked up. So I just take the cheapest thing. If all of it's going to make me go to sleep, ain't no use in paying $30 and $40 for the rest of the stuff. So I'm going to still be sitting sideways.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, the Benadryl, I don't know. Because I know I was telling Julie, I was at the Hunger House and we were doing some music. And I hit that Benadryl. And I was gone. It was a wrap after that. Like, I ain't taking that shit no more. I was trying to tell you. My eyes watering and sneezing and whatever the fuck else. Well, I take some more of that shit.
I just told her that I laid down because I wasn't feeling well, and I woke up. It was another day. I'm telling you, like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, another day.
I ain't fucking with no Benadryl no more. They gotta give me some shit that ain't gonna make me drowsy. But then, nigga, I'd deal with the itchy eyes and the sneezing and et cetera, et cetera, before I take some more of that shit. Mm-mm.
No, I can't do that. I was really having
can you
a
hear
hard
me?
Time.
Correct?
Yeah.
What up?
I need prayers, man. He slipped into.
Say what now?
After bouncing, broken, Mary slipped into a coma this morning.
Who?
Nephew, the one that was in the bunker.
Oh, no shit?
Your nephew?
Yeah.
I thought he had pulled up out of that.
That's what I'm saying. And when he went to surgery and then fell into a coma.
Damn, God
damn. Damn, bro. I'm sorry to hear that, man. We're going to pray for him because, you know, I thought he was back already.
Man, he was talking. And everyone saying talking, joking, asking some English shit, and then surgery slipped to a coma.
Oh, wow.
God damn, man.
Sorry to hear that, man. But that's always remember, coma don't always mean death sentence. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing, trying to get them to understand from day one they wanted to pull the plug, and I'm still going to refuse it.
What?
It's not a death sentence. It's not a death sentence. It's just like, you know, when people say cancer, they think it's a death sentence. It's not a death sentence. You know what I mean? It still got you. You know what I'm saying? It's not coma, not a death sentence. Cancer, not a death sentence.
He got a fever, 105.
Oh,
back of his head is
infection.
Some green stuff.
Some kind of infection.
Yeah, he had an infection in the back of his head.
Yeah, it's not a death sentence. All of y'all listening, man. When people, you know, it's wild because, you know, usually coma is associated with death. Cancer is associated with death. But this ain't like the 80s and shit like that. You know what I mean?
That's true.
It's a whole lot more, you know, shit that we learned since the 80s in order for us to be able to, you know, conquer all of these. They used to be a death sentence. Motherfuckers say cancer in the 80s, you dead. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we had a 2000, so you know what I'm saying? That don't mean death, because they got a whole lot of different ways to make it right. Coma don't mean death. Hell, right now, today, they'll put you in a coma on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kidneys are shutting down.
What happened?
I forgot Anna's kidneys are shutting down.
That still don't mean
so death. So what did he go in for?
Okay. Up there by where to live. It's a house that had the, one of the war bunkers.
Uh-huh.
He was in there with his homeboy and him. They was making wax. Story was said that the girl came, was mad, and cigarette in there, and that explosion happened. And he took the blunt of the explosion and hit the wall.
Oh, wait.
was up talking, moving around, and I mean, eating and everything, and then surgery, slipped into the coma.
Maybe he wanted to shop. Maybe he probably wake up when it don't hurt as bad. You know what I mean?
Well,
and kidneys, that's a lot of things. Black people got to keep up with that. A lot of black people don't know that our kidneys go out real easy and young. A lot of black people don't know that.
That's all history.
Well, like I said, we're going to pray for him. And, you know, like I said, it's not a death sentence. Hell, your kidney's failing, ain't no death sentence.
No,
technology.
And the skin grafts and shit is not, his nutrients is not, he's not getting nothing. It's like, if they give him some for nutrients, it's like some pairing. They give him skin grafts, now it's not taking.
Well, you know, like I was saying, technology is way different than it was. Hell, every day technology get a whole lot different than, you know, what it was yesterday. You know, if it's something that's not too, you know, messed up to where they can't help them. But technology is a motherfucker right now, man.
They do have quite a few advancements or whatever they call it. There's a lot of new stuff going on, a lot of stuff I didn't know. Y'all know a motherfucker who got AIDS don't gotta have AIDS no more?
Mm-hmm. I seen this shit. How was that? Shit. I got this commercial
seen. Hold on, Chris. They could give them treatment until the point where it's undetectable. So when they take an AIDS test, it'll come up as negative. Even if they didn't had it for 10 or 15 years, see, like, that's what they was talking about a few years ago with Magic. Magic was one of the first people who was publicly known as undetectable.
No, what happened with Magic?
Wasn't he getting blood infusions?
No, what happened with Magic? He had enough money to go and get the cure, but they don't want to tell anybody in America there's the cure for HIV or AIDS.
They told them. That's public news.
Listen, when Magic got that shit, they wasn't going to let people know that it was some kind of way to cure, because he didn't. Nobody ain't never said nothing about it. But they didn't have money to pay for it. That nigga was going, like, all across goddamn the other side of goddamn a world and got treated for that shit. Them motherfuckers didn't want to say, okay, yeah, we got a cure for AIDS. We got a cure for HIV. And they say, okay, well, where is it at? You got to pay like $30 million to get fixed. You know what I'm saying?
And the thing about that right there is that medicine is expensive. For whatever fucking reason, medicine is expensive. It's medicine that I take literally that could help me live or die at this point. And they expensive, and they don't make them drop the price on them because you live in the hood and you need them, and you know it'll help your quality of life. No, you gotta pay the price.
A lot of people, a lot of things that people got cures for, but they can't let the average public know about it because they can't fucking afford it. And then everybody be in an uproar like, okay, so I got to pay $40 million to get this cancer off of me. I got to pay $30 million to get this AIDS off of me.
That's not, that's public news. That's not a secret what's going on with Magic. And it's been going on with quite a few other people, too. Like, if you look it up, it's not a secret.
No, I'm not talking about keeping it a secret like that. We could look it up now, but damn, when Magic had AIDS, we didn't even have no goddamn internet.
Well, Magic was one of the test dummies. That's the thing about it. He was one of the people who was that this shit was tested on.
He had enough money to pay for the whatever they was doing. Those are the things that they don't want people out there who got it, the average motherfucker that's living in a one-bedroom apartment, to know that. They don't want people to know that shit. We know it now.
I don't know if they didn't want them to know it or if the shit just wasn't developed. Now, the developers, I would say this, it's unfortunate, but it's not their fault that a person in a one-bedroom can't afford it. That has to do with America in general and the way they do shit and the way they do people, who are lower class.
It's like this. You know what I'm saying? Listen to this. It's a whole lot of shit right now that they don't want people to know. I mean, even outside of fucking medicine, outside of everything. It's a lot of shit that we don't know, but it's a whole lot of shit that rich people do know. You know what I mean? They don't want to tell everybody because no matter what it is, if it's something that they bring out into the American public or anywhere, everybody going to be like, shit, I need that because I got this situation and I need to get it fixed. Okay, well,
see,
you need $20 million to get it fixed.
The only reason I disagree, though, is because for whatever reason, it seems like I read deep enough where I be understanding this stuff or I be hearing it. I'm like, well, why don't nobody else know about it if I know about it? And all I do is just sit around and read shit.
But see, that's the thing about it. Everybody don't do that. Everybody don't do that. Everybody with a certain condition, somebody out there can fix their ass. I'm going to tell you something. Tell you a true-ass story. You know Sinbad the comedian. I think I told y'all the story before. Sinbad the comedian, it was his cat. I think he was from India. And he came practice medicine in the United States. But Sinbad, his fucking arm was fucked up. He couldn't put his hand up in the air or nothing, right? So me and Sinbad went to this hotel room. You know how they had a conjoining room to where, you know, you could walk into another room without the cord, so you go from one room to the other one. So we went inside the first room. It was motherfuckers from England, Spain. Everybody came to see this doctor, but the doctor cannot practice what he does in the United States.
Right,
so,
that's all of them, though. That ain't a secret either. Unfortunately, you have to go back to school and do your shit over again, if that's
dude,
what you want to do when you're here.
This dude was like a shaman. It wasn't like a...
Hey, you seen the news?
Doctor.
What's on the news?
About the shooting in Sacramento?
Uh-huh.
My homie was, and his family and then was up in there when the shit happened. They said a car just pulled up and just started dumping.
Wow.
God damn it. JoJo, you need a hug. I wish I could hug you. This a bunch of bullshit.
Hey, you remember, 3 years ago when that motherfucker was looking over the gate and they was shooting over the gate? Wasn't that about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, JoJo?
When Sacramento police killed that young boy
in the backyard
of his grandma's house, around the corner. Like, I can look out my back fence and see his front yard. And the cold part about it is I talked to him like the day before. Me and my daughter, Joy, because he was talking to his little baby, and he just had another child. and they shot him thinking he was somebody else that was breaking in cars down the street.
Mm-mm. Y'all know what I seen the other day? I don't know if I shared it or not,
then,
but you know how officers try to roll up on people when they like on the beach and stuff? It was a dude like running up to this girl with a motherfucking a police dog. And so then a black dude was like, man, I ain't running. If he gonna bite me, he just gonna bite me because I ain't doing nothing wrong. And so the funky-ass white man, he just grabbed him straight up by the neck, just grabbed the shit out of his neck, slammed him down on the ground, and the motherfucking dog bit his funky ass.
Well, you know, that's... This, this,
and they gonna
this,
try to kill that dog. But that dog saved that black boy's life.
These are some of the things that would never change. As far as us being black, we always gonna get mistreated. I don't give a damn if we live to 100 years old and die and come back. We still gonna be in the same fucking situation. That's never gonna change. You know what I mean?
You know, that's only because motherfuckers was thought they were set up to believe that, first of all, they was royal. A whole bunch of motherfuckers that is sleeping with their cousins and their aunties and shit, they think they royal. And they come over here and they all think they better than us, but no.
Well, the thing about it, I'm going to tell you, all of the goddamn cops, they was probably getting bullied when they was kids. So that means they could actually fuck around, and now they got some kind of authority. So they trying to put the bully back on people that bullied them. I'm almost certain of that because
I feel like a lot of them just had their ass on their shoulders, and for whatever reason, white men don't like to be embarrassed. And
well,
a lot of officers and shit, they actually abuse their wives and stuff like that too. So the white men have a complex. Black men sometimes, but I don't know. Black men are different to me. Black men like it, want you to speak your mind and you be your own person. I mean, if I don't like the person, I'm going to go ahead about my business, but still, do you.
Well, see, I'm going to tell you like this. Everybody in every race got some fucked up people in it.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Because you got a whole lot of, you know, when it comes down to mental illness, when it comes down to, how they was raised. All of that shit plays a difference in everybody's, because none of us are the same. Now, we could all be black, but none of us are the same. We all got different views. We all got different everything when it comes down to certain things. It's not about us just being black. It ain't just because you black, your ass is stupid. It ain't because you black, your ass is ignorant. Just because you black don't mean that you gonna do the same thing that the other black women do. You know what I mean? Everybody is fucking different. Everybody. It's what the fuck you, how the hell you was put together. A lot of times it got to do with your mama and your daddy.
100%, really. 100%.
It got to do with your mama and your daddy. Your genetics could fuck you up. You know what I mean?
People be like, oh, you so sweet. You so nice. And then I get pissed off. I sit that bitch off. I'm like, see, this is my motherfucking daddy right here. This is why I want to stay at home.
Dude, your genetics could be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because I always look at me. My mama is sweet as fuck. But if you get mad, she will fuck you up. My daddy was a military motherfucker, so he was just off the chain like 90% of the goddamn time.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love the fact that I got more of my mama than I got him. But when I get, when his part come out, that shit's all bad. It's genetics. Genetics is what make people fucked up. The mixture of your mama and your daddy. So you figure all of these people on this world, on this planet, they mama and daddy got something to do with their offsprings, and then they offsprings, and then they offspring. It depends on how the fuck you get raised and how you do things.
You know what's so funny, too, to add to how you get raised? Because, you know, I had a step-parent. So my daddy, he don't curse very much, but he's not really nice all the time. Now, my stepdaddy, he was nice than a motherfucker, but he'll curse your ass out. And that's how my mama family is also, her real family. So it's part of me. You know, I'm like real nice, real passive or whatever. Then I get irritated. I start acting like my daddy. I get short with niggas. And then some, I'm like, man, fuck y'all hoes. I'm like, see, that's Miss Stewie right there. All right, it's time to go home. I'm about to tear this hoe up.
It's genetics. It's surroundings. It's a whole lot of things that make people who the fuck they are.
Yeah, because you made me comfortable. Be like, just say it. It's going to make you feel better. You know what I'm saying? You want to say, fuck y'all.
And that's me all motherfucking day. Because I'm gonna tell you exactly how the fuck I feel. Now, I'm 54 years old, so now I'm the old man on the porch. I'm damn sure gonna tell you how the fuck I feel. Why the hell should I hold anything back from anybody?
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So those are the things
that make you, it kill you. Holding that shit back. That shit
those
kill
are
you.
The exactly. That was the point that I was trying to get. When you hold back what you feel, it's only fucking you up.
Yeah.
It's only fucking you up. Everybody else, they gonna keep on skipping around on life and shit like that. But it's holding up, and then you sit up there. I forgot who I was talking to. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, you worried about this motherfucker when you ain't even got to worry about that motherfucker. You put more energy into thinking about this motherfucker than thinking about your goddamn self.
Yep.
Put the energy into what the fuck you thinking about. Hey, Susanna, hold on, y'all. Let's see. Yo. Well, crack it. We on the radio show. Call in real quick. Oh, you on your way to work? Okay, yeah, we on the radio show. When you going to be at work? You got how much time you got?
What everybody else been doing? Because I know I've been doing.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody on the show saying what happened.
I'm going to tell you a funny story that happened to me today. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna send it to you right now. Soon, right when we start playing.
You know,
playing,
one of the handicap courts.
All right, right here, right
do,
back.
Go on that bus, my boo. Do what I had to do. Come out. Get ready to jump the motherfucking court and fall on the goddamn grass.
Oh, that's fucked up. My daddy fell yesterday, but this medicine be having me off balance. I ain't fell yet. Cause I'm scared I'm
going to
have a seizure when I do, so I be catching myself, like, fuck that.
Yeah. I got this, the fuck they call this shit,
vertigo.
Oh, damn. Some bullshit. Where you just get dizzy all of a sudden. I'm fucking around, stood up, goddamn it, boy, I fell in the goddamn park, and I thought I tore up all the fuck concrete.
That's fucked up.
That's so bad. It was so bad because I couldn't even put it at fault. None of it on HGV, but for having a little bit ass court, that's all. You know what I'm saying? I should have knew better to get my fat ass on the big ass court, which I knew better. I had preached the goddamn sermon 4 years to these motherfuckers. That's a big grocery store. I said, look, don't go get me that one of the big courts. Give me one of the big courts. My hot ass gonna get on one of the big motherfuckers today. Forcefully. I was going to get off. Man, I come out of the motherfucker and got ready to get off that tummy. Hey, I found out that's a good way to pick up some girls, though, man. Because it was nice young ladies in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? You know,
my
I feel off purpose. I had to.
Boy, nigga. Boy, what you won't do? You
so
find everything, but you won't give up.
Say, check this out. That's not even the meat of the story. Because these six guys, I call them the disciples, that was out there. They can't, and they all put their hands up under my arm. I said, look, I'm going to tell y'all something before we start doing this shit. Just don't look at me and Miss Jesus. I ain't no park-ass niggas. This ain't no lightweight shit to fuck with right here. This is some heavy shit now.
Hey, look. This nigga here, love laying in the parking lot, and here come the dudes to come and help him, and he going, go away.
I'm calling the motherfucker.
I need the women to come.
Say, the women came. They stood around. They brought me bottles of water and shit. How many bottles of water was I supposed to get? Well, actually, get them off the goddamn.
Oh,
I mean, you know, I ended up with a 24 pack.
What you want to do for love?
That shit was so motherfucking funny to me. I was laughing on the inside. You were all embarrassed.
This nigga right here, boy.
You got love.
Trying to get love.
You know what I'm saying? Because I be on that court, you know what I'm saying? I be pimping, riding around, acting like I'm jamming this shit in my head. You know what I'm saying? I'm true that shit. All these stone shit people.
Nigga, I pimped the shit out of one of my... If I had a car, I'd pimp the shit out of that motherfucker.
Nigga, I be whipping the balls.
You know, it's crazy because, like, you know, with me, I if I walk around here, I always got this cane.
Yeah.
I walk with the cane. And motherfuckers, they see my gray face. But they think I need the cane. I don't need the cane, nigga. That's for dogs and niggas. Yeah. I seen a couple of cats I always see at the store, and they always, hey, sir, you need a ride? Be like, no, I'm good.
Nigga,
I'll beat your motherfucking ass. What the hell you talking about?
But you know what I found out?
There's so many generous motherfuckers in this world. When you actually speak to motherfuckers, they kind of know you a little bit.
Yeah, very polite.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
When I walk around, I'm gonna be like, hey, how you doing?
I was really applaud, you know, at the people in the city. You know, it really, you know, even though, I was in a dire situation, it made me feel good to be up here in this city because see how many people came out. You know, the elderly guys, older guys out there trying to get me up, man.
People, you got a whole lot. Everybody ain't fucked up, hell.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't fucked up. Yeah. You got a whole lot of people that's fucking, you know, they care about their fellow person, even if they don't know you.
And you know what, dear? Chris was talking yesterday about, well, not yesterday or early this morning, but I was like, the youngsters get a lot of flack, and I ain't gonna lie, the youngsters is weird, but of course now people are different, but they are different in a way where they nice. People is a lot more caring than they used to be.
And all you gotta do, like I say, I don't know half of the people I speak to. If I walk by somebody, I'll be like, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Good afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. And you know, that, you, because see, the whole thing about it is, even if you get in a bad situation and they see it, they might come and help you just because they you spoke to them.
What about people was recognizing me? They was recognizing this damn dog.
See, those are the things
everybody
that
be talking about. Oh, he got big, like they know us.
Those are the things that you do when you when you a person, when your character is, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
A motherfucker could be walking by you and ain't gonna say a goddamn thing to you, but you speak to them. If they don't say nothing, it's been times when motherfuckers didn't speak to me when I spoke to them. I well, fuck you then, cuz.
If people speak to me, I speak to them, but this is the thing. I know it's going to sound weird, but I'm from the South, and it's this little thing we do. It's a head nod. Like, to somebody, even if you're talking to somebody else or if you're busy doing something, if we make eye contact and I give you a head nod and you give me a head nod, like, it's all good.
You'd be surprised, though. I mean, like I say, if I'm walking around this motherfucker, niggas be blowing their horn and throwing their hand out the window. I'm going, who the fuck is that?
Who?
I don't even know who the fuck that is. But see, those are the things that's like what they say, blood our neighbor or however it go. They ain't even gonna be my goddamn neighbor. But when you polite to people, you'll be surprised on how many people, man, motherfucker be pulling up, sir, you need a ride to the house? Nah, I'm good. They think I'm an old-ass motherfucking man. Nigga ain't got a wrinkle on his goddamn face, but
they might be used to seeing you. They might not think you that
often. Yeah, they know, because you know the whole thing about it, shit. If ain't nobody coming over this motherfucker, if I ain't going nowhere, I just let my beard grow. I won't even get hip-hop. I won't even get hip-hop. I just have big-ass gray beard, walking down the street with a cane, and motherfuckers just think I'm just that old. Hell, it ain't like I be limping and shit. Nigga, I could run and catch your car, nigga. This type of shit. Anyway, I got to get into a couple of jams. Miss Everywhere, what's up, man?
What's good with y'all? Just checking in.
We just talking some shit, like we always do, random shit. I'm going to jump into a couple of jams, man, and we going to get back, man. True West Radio, give us a call. 3642-1597.
Your body, receive your body secretly. Your the fool on that, get reckless, lose my cool on that, no special occasions, no mind manipulation, intense stimulation, activation, in the club where there's no rules to this, and my striptease done force you to get it, get strictly the business, and you know my condition, fair exchange without commitment. Wanna feel the force of friction? Bad girl, I need detention. Selling name with full conviction. House arrest with full restriction. Say my name when you up in me. Tame a thing and lose the digits.
Your intention seems like you're on a mission. Give me your body, receive your body secretly. kid, if you let me dip the caddy, hit a troll up a fatty and just blow back. Hit it a couple of more times, I got another sack and I'll attack any chickens that try to clutch your way. You may be single tomorrow, but you're mine today. That's how I sway. I got a little game we can play. It's called how many nuts did I make you bust today? I bet you a paw that I was there like that. I'm just keeping it gangster. You need to face facts. Relax. I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. I bet you a paw that I was there like that. I'm just keeping it gangster. You need to face facts. Relax. I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. I can tell by that bulge in your pants and the rest of you excited, baby. You can't hide it because you're invited to come inside it. So just let me ride it all the way from morning to sunset. Wanna bet that I have your ass begging like he sweat. Sweat dripping from your neck, you be sprung like a bounce check. Pay attention, nigga, let me make this ass bounce back. And if you hit it from the back, you gon' try to wife me. Put me in the crib, have some kids, and keep me icy. I teach it heisty, and it's not likely. You'll find Cali fucker with hoes, cause they too shiesty. But I might be sitting pretty up in the club. Juice in my cup, like, DJ, turn it up. I bet you a paw that I was spitting like that. I'm just keeping it gangster, you need to face facts. Relax, I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. I bet you a paw that I was spitting like that. I'm just keeping it gangster, you need to face facts. Relax, I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. Face down, ass up, McDonald's watching my back. You can pull my hair, smack the booty, and I watch your clap. I got a proposition by the sexual position. If you listen, you won't need an intermission. Pay attention. I can lay on my right side, lift up my left thigh, go inside smooth like a hand glide. Yes, I keep the kitty cat real tight. Nigga, I do cables. Why you think I'm able to rip a dick like jaws on a pit? Can't even bust the splits on a tip. Real shit. Is that your cold? Do you wanna see me strip? Can make it come quick with this description content. See, I'm that teacher, get the boys real nasty. Want a fantasy fulfilled? Look, dude, just ask me. That Kelly girl is magically delicious. Just food for thought, and I got you licking dishes. I bet you a paw that I was spitting like that. I'm just keeping it gangster. You need to face facts. Relax. I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. I bet you a paw that I was spitting like that. I'm just keeping it gangster. You need to face facts. Relax. I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. I bet you a paw that I was spitting like that. I'm just keeping it gangster. You need to face facts. Relax. I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. I bet you a paw that I was spitting like that. I'm just keeping it gangster. You need to face facts. Relax. I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X.
I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. I know that we just met and we both having problems at home, having long conversations on the phone. Your man is tripping, my girl is tripping, and you slipping into depression. I make you laugh, it's part of your confession. You wanna get to know me better as a queen. It's been about 3 years since you talked to any other men. You contemplating if you want a lover on the side. You got nervous and backed out the last time you tried. You shouldn't have told me that because I'm in pursuit like a high speed chase. Keep that smile on your face, just remember, leave your feelings at home. If we hook up, you think I'm there, but I'll be gone every time you look up. A friend with benefits, that's what we need. Half on the room, half on the drinks, half on the weed. I never wanna hear that you love me. Bring your pussy over here and leave your heart with your hubby. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. It's been 3 weeks. Late night creep. Motel sheets. Suspicions from my peeps. But we still kick it every time we get a chance to. I'm glad you understand I'm not here to romance you. Straight seduction and fulfilling our needs. You release your juice, I feel the rubber proceed. You keep coming back
not because my stroke ain't gon' change. But later on we gotta talk because you starting to act strange. Mad when I'm leaving, happy when you see me. I'm supposed to please you, you supposed to please me. Don't get me wrong, I sympathize about your feelings. But if you gonna cook my rabbit, I don't want no kind of dealings. We could get together without bouncing the bed. Me and you was only sex, that's exactly what you said. If you use that L word, I'm gonna have to bullshit ya. A couple of times you trip, I think you brought your heart with ya.
I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya.
This might be the last night, so take a picture.
Don't bring your heart with ya.
If you call me late night and you want me to split ya,
don't bring your heart with ya.
You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya.
Don't bring your heart with ya.
It's been a long time. What's cracking? How you doing? Back in the day, it was you I was pursuing. Some years later, still fine as fuck, and your body still got me on stuck. You wanted me, you should've let it be known. Forget that bitch that I was with, that shit could've been on. If you feel the same way, let's get together and chill. If you wanna get a room, I got something on the bill. Are you with it? Damn, I can't wait to see you naked, counting down every hour, every minute, every second since you've been celibate. I promise that I'll be gentle, so the screaming won't disturb nobody else in the rental. Wear something sexy for your boy. If you got one, bring it to you. Playing with it is something I enjoy. After a little foreplay on my lap, I was hit you, but I'll throw your ass off if you brought your arm with ya.
I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya.
Don't bring your heart with ya.
This might be the last night, so take a picture.
Don't bring your heart with ya.
If you call me late night and you want me to split ya,
don't bring your heart with ya.
You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya.
Don't bring your heart with ya.
Yo, this is Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Authority, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
Welcome, welcome to the true. West nigga. Welcome, welcome to the true. West nigga. Welcome to the true. West nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie King Fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga. Yeah, yeah, ooh-wee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
And I'm kicking it on that true west side, Mr. Everywhere,
86 and JoJo in the bit. We on the line with 99 and KD. What's up, confetti, sweet pea, Scotty D, Boot and Rev, Ali. Boss player, MIA, but the paper still turn. Hell, we always the number one. Hit us up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10 Pacific time, so that's the only way that we gon' let you in. Scared if you want to put your ass in the corner, treat you like a phone and call you up a corner straight. Headshot, fuck your body on it, fuck your aroma. You ain't trying to walk true. Where's fuck you in your chest? We the best, we the truth. We bulletproof, my nigga, we built for it. I wish you luck if you ever go against the grind. You bring it full of fire and make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for clean scratch. I'll be on my way, but today I say what I have to say.
True West Radio, what the fuck up, Mad Monday? Get my folks back up in there, Mr. Everywhere. Sweetie. JoJo, Julia, DJ, Hey Blue. Oh, shit.
Damn phone.
Huh?
My phone tripping, man. It's tripping.
Did you just get a new phone?
It's brand new phone. It's tripping, man.
Oh, man, that thing you sent me. Oh, my gosh. I laughed.
What about
me?
Oh, I'm back. My bad. What'd you say, Julia?
Sweet Pea, I think.
No, Julia, I think she said what, the song that I sent you?
That was Sweet Pea. I sent her a clip or something.
Yeah, that's Sweet Pea talking.
Oh.
See, Scratch, you finally couldn't tell us apart.
Well, I know Sweet Pea. Hell, I've been listening to her as 5 years, 6 years, 7 years type of shit. But it was like broke up, you know what I'm saying?
It was just a woman at a blues show. She was talking noise.
I remember when we first got on the goddamn doing the radio show. Not this one. We was on old girl radio show. Sweet Pea would just be like, "Hey, I just want to be like, you know, shit." Like, man, you gotta speak the fuck up. We can't even hear you.
Oh, shit. I used to be doing other shit, though, to be honest. Like, I focus more on one thing now, but I used to be trying to share it out so that people would actually look at it or, you know, click on it eventually. And I used to be writing at the same time. And sometimes, you know, to be honest, some of that shit y'all be talking about, I just let y'all talk. Like, I don't
know. That's when we was on Kia D show, when we was fucking with Kia D. Before we got True West Radio.
Right, it still applies.
Huh?
I used to be writing back then.
Yeah, because she used to just be like, be like, you better speak the fuck up. Yeah. Now she got a whole power on that motherfucker. She got some bass now. She was on high at first.
It's because you like for me to act like my daddy. That's what we was talking about earlier.
Yeah, she had all high. Yeah, she got a little bass.
Stuff like that. You want
to talk
over
face,
me?
Man.
And
I was like,
me
all
right, stuff. I have
to
act like my back in with you.
But Sweet Pea show was good. Sweet Pea show was good. She ain't that big rocky too.
Look, let me set it down.
Then
you do what the hell you want.
Ooh, I know that ain't what I think it is in that bag.
And you know what, though? My daddy did used to tell me that. He said, put some bass in your voice. I said, it ain't nothing. He was like, just make it like, act like it's up.
Yeah, Will Smith should have told that to his son.
I can't even eat that shit right now. I gotta finish this radio show, and then I'm gonna eat that motherfucker. I got some gumbo shit going on around this motherfucker. Steak, y'all. Yeah. God damn it. Well, thank you for the gumbo shit. Leave that motherfucker right there. Cool this radio. Now I know the radio station gonna end quick, because I'm about to eat that shit. Fuck that.
Yeah.
And if you ain't got no rabbit's foot in there, ain't no authentic. Got to have a rabbit's foot in there.
I'm telling you, this gumbo, I don't know, if y'all got Louisiana fried chicken. Probably in Louisiana.
I got my own chicken. That shit nasty as hell. If you talking about
got my own chicken.
But out here.
You don't want no fried chicken. Yeah, these people at these chicken places are nasty. They didn't got
caught
on top of the chicken stations and all that.
Oh, no. The Louisiana fried chicken out here, I don't give a damn about they goddamn chicken, but they got them. They got some bomb-ass gumbo.
When I come out there this weekend, Scratch, I'm going to fry you some chicken.
Okay.
I was about to say, you really ain't had shit until you had some Popeye's chicken in Louisiana, really, to be honest.
Nah, I like churches better than Popeye's.
They got the bird flu
going around now. Y'all better check it. The bird flu is out
there.
Here
we go. Hey, look. Church's chicken be so goddamn, it got so much goddamn grease in it, you could probably squeeze the juice out of it and fry some more chicken with it.
I don't eat the outside of chicken anyway, so I only eat the inside.
Y'all see this man, they done got this dead man in the club. They doing his funeral in the club, in the middle of the nightclub. Got him standing up.
No.
Ew. They got that shit from Coming to America, too. Did y'all see that?
I think somebody else had a funeral on a motorcycle or some crazy shit posted on Facebook.
I just now posted it. That's crazy.
Coming to America, too. That's what they had. King Jeff Ron, motherfucking Eddie Murphy's daddy, that motherfucker, what's that motherfucker, James Earl Jones, they had that nigga funeral and that nigga was standing up inside the casket.
Yeah, but people was doing that shit in real life around the time I met y'all. Yeah, one of the white boy had himself standing up in the corner. At something, and then another one was on a motorcycle. And that shit is just—I don't know. It's too much for me.
I told my wife about that. I just put me in a glass box and put me in the corner, and just change my clothes every so often.
Well, not glass is going in the motherfucking ground.
No, nigga. I want to be sitting in the living room and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody doing all that weird ass shit.
Motherfucker just be in the living room and be like, all right, oh, the Laker game, come on, put my Laker game on. You know what I'm saying? My gear. He got to change my clothes every day, type of shit. I'll be like one of them motherfucking what they call them motherfuckers. taxidermy.
Hell no. When it's over, it's over. Shit. Plants and vegetables in my memory, goddamn.
Right.
Would you bring your new man in here? I'm be looking at his ass like,
Same way I'm in the mail.
Wow.
Instagram or new mail.
Yeah. I'm trying to see what these motherfuckers talking about them. Motherfucker Sacramento going crazy. Fuck. You know what? I remember back in the days when motherfuckers just couldn't even get no goddamn guns. Everybody got a goddamn gun now. Boy,
that's why I don't want to fly, because I know they ain't going to let me bring my gun with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you one while you down here. Go trip.
No, that's okay.
When you touch down, I'll give you one so you can roll while you rolling. What you think? I got some M's on the motherfucker.
Okay,
I'm gonna give me the guns without the bodies on it. Nah, I'm fucking with you. You're like, damn, I'm gonna give her the gun with the bodies on it. Fuck it.
That's all the reason why I want to fly. I'm like, dang, I can't take one of my guns down there. You know, it's so small, I can put it in my little, you know, little handbag. So, you know,
you better not. Y'all going to jail.
Well, that's, you know, that's what I did when I went to Vegas, you know. It's different when you drive.
Who that is, Foxy? Hello, 214.
Hello, what's going on?
What the heck's going on?
This Sexy Red.
Oh, what up, Sexy Red? What? Oh, my God. It
What's
must be Christmas. Is it Christmas or New Year's? Or is it some kind of holiday? Sexy Red, what's going on, girl?
What's going on? You're not doing it for real.
Oh, you just going to just pop in like 3 or 4 months later? I love you, girl.
No, it's not that. I was talking to Fady not too long ago, and I asked them what days y'all be on because my schedule got off because with this promoting stuff, it got real busy. So,
okay, well, Sexy Red, be my homegirl, Julia. You know, you know, Sweet B and Rev Ali and DJ Hib Love.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're doing all right. Hold on, I got to put background music on this motherfucker. Hey, look, Sexy Red ain't calling so long, I forgot her phone number.
For real.
This is the same, my number changed.
I know, but you haven't called, so I usually know everybody's phone number when I see it.
Yeah. I've been off the radio.
What you been up to?
Promoting. We just did the King of the Flap last weekend. And I did a video shoot with Roosevelt. So, I've been busy. And my daughter's about to graduate high school, so I'm really busy. So, prom and senior fees and all that other stuff.
So, you did a video shoot with Roosevelt.
I just got it today. So, yep, I did a video shoot with Roosevelt. Roosevelt came down in Dallas. And we did a video shoot at the Four Quarters.
I'm gonna ask him. As soon as that nigga come up here, I'm gonna choke his motherfucking neck. So y'all probably ain't gonna do no more videos together.
Why not?
Because I'm gonna kill him. No,
why you gonna kill him?
Nah, you know, the good thing about Roosevelt is you know, he started dealing with Mr. Everywhere, and he could take him in a totally different place than I could take him. Because, you know, Roosevelt is True West.
Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he True West, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that he was able to hook up with Mr. Everywhere, and he giving them, you know, more than I could give him.
Yeah.
And we down there, you know, he live up here, but you giving him, he can give more than I could give him because my Southern soul shit is like way fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we out there and they doing their Southern soul thing and all that stuff, and I'm excited for him because he deserves it.
I just
give him what he wanted.
Yeah.
Even though he's still True West.
Yeah. You still probably gave him something that just, you know, every angel moves around so they can make things go where they need to be. God puts you in places where you need to be in different places at different times.
Well, see, that's the good thing about, you know, all of us is like, whatever we could give to each other, that's what we do. I love that. And I love the fact that Mr. Everywhere just grabbed, you know, Roosevelt Way and started really, because the nigga is good.
Yeah.
He good.
Have you seen the new video?
Huh?
Have you seen the new video we just dropped today?
No, I haven't. Because you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I got it on my Facebook.
Oh, okay. I'm still going to choke him when he get here, though.
Well, you can't choke him.
He said, I'm coming up there. I'm going to stay a couple of days with you. I was like, all right.
Well, you know his wife got sick, so that's probably going to be
him. I know.
He's
She be coming up here with them all the time. Every time they come up here, they come together. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they lost one of the sons and all that stuff. So, all right, I won't choke them too hard. I just choke them a little bit.
Well, why are you trying to choke people out?
I don't know. I'm just in a choking people out type of mood. Fuck it. Nah, I'm just kidding.
I hear you. True Rest Style Radio.
Right. Well, I'm glad that you popped back in.
I told Betty that I was gonna be popping back in on y'all, and I'm gonna surprise y'all. And it was a surprise, right?
Surprise, nigga. I got you. It's all good.
Even though y'all haven't heard from me, I always think about you guys all the time, and. You know, I had fun on True West when I was doing it every day, you know. Life,
oh, yeah.
You know,
well, that's what one of the things, because it was kind of balancing out the whole thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Sweepy was here by herself. Wait a minute. On record. Reverend Ali. He ain't gonna say nothing. I'm turning your track off, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I was just trying to see if he was going. He ain't see it nothing. Cause he's gonna say something.
True West Radio Style.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Nah, but I'm like I said, it's good to know that you were all right, and I know you gonna do what you was gonna do anyway. You know what I'm saying?
I've been promoting and doing a lot of things. King of the Slab been having me really busy, and Juvenile was the headliner, and things went well.
How did that? Oh, yeah, well. I'm about to say, how'd that go?
It went well. It could have been better, but I mean, you don't always have a hiccup when some, you know, things don't go to protocol like they're supposed to do the paperwork. So we had a little hiccups here and there, but
so
you know,
Juvenile was the headliner.
Yeah.
Who else did you have on there? Just some.
We had some older artists. Come up, R&B lady came song. We had Honcho. He's a new artist, but he got some good music. Some other cats that I'm not familiar with came. So it was some rap artists, some R&B artists. We had some pop-up shops to sell some stuff. We had barbecue trucks and food trucks and all that going on.
You know how we can make some money?
I'm listening.
Hook me up with Juvenile.
Hook you up with Juvia?
Yeah.
I think you'll do my best.
I guarantee you, you know who I am.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just on some track purposes. If I make some money off of selling him some tracks, you're going to make some money. So now you got to go on and put your promotional skills together, bitch.
Well, I can do that. I can get on the horn and see if I can get in touch with him.
That's what I'm saying. Now, look, I'm just saying. That's some cash in your pocket.
So he was a hell of a, but his, you know, his wife keeps him on a leash. So I didn't get to familiarize myself with him as much as I used to do with some artists.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Call his wife then, Chip.
I'm going to talk to her. I'm cool.
Ah, damn.
Huh?
I don't even think that nigga really got like I don't think he got the cheeses that he had, you know what I'm saying?
You don't think he got what to hear?
Cheeses. Like, you know, the money. I don't know.
He's doing some shelf thing. He got some new stuff going on. He got cooking. He got clothing line. So his money doing other things.
I don't mean that it's selling.
I mean, baby, I always be a number one hit. So he may still making royalties off of that.
Man, you know what? I'm gonna tell you something about royalties. For those who don't know, when a song first come out, you could be making thousands and thousands of dollars. After the years go by, that motherfucker could probably, if they not playing the motherfucker on the radio like all the time, you go from $1,000 to like $3. Trust me, y'all see that shit.
He got his other hand. He got a clothing line. He's doing some cooking, like Chef Juvenile, seen that. So he's cooking. So he got his money in other places.
That's good.
This is all about making money. When you get rich like that, you got to make sure you do other business ventures, so you won't just think about all your money going to royalties.
Yep, and I understand that. But what if you got some nasty food?
I've had
anybody on the back to actually get their goddamn music money and turn it into something else. I don't give a damn if it's good or bad. You look at Eminem. He knew he was falling off, so he made Mama Spaghetti. And everybody loved Mama Spaghetti. Everybody don't
make it. Do they love Mama Spaghetti because it's Eminem, or do they love Mama Spaghetti because it's good?
I guess because it must be good because the motherfuckers is selling it.
That don't mean nothing.
Or they might just go and buy it just because it's Eminem Mama Spaghetti.
I'm saying there's a lot of stuff out here selling this just because people name on it, they buy it.
Oh, of course. Of course. If I make King Scratch pieces, I go bankrupt.
Why is that?
Huh?
Why is that?
Well, because the whole thing about it is I'm not known for pieces.
But can you cook them?
Hell yeah. I got some, don't get me twisted. I got some cooking ass skills. Now, see, if I made, like, my thing is what I wanted to do is have a soul food truck. With all soul food on it, I'm going to roll around, and I'm going to put the goddamn base on the goddamn top of the truck, and you're going to know I'm coming. They're going to be like, oh, fuck, here comes scratching this whole food truck. That's it, Bobby.
Boom,
that's
boom,
what
boom.
I want. If I'm going to do something
boom,
like that. They're going to be like, boom, boom. They're going to be like, y'all hear that? That nigga scratch soul food truck about to pull up, nigga. With the greens, with the goddamn... black eyed peas with the greens, with the motherfucking, nigga, the whole goddamn soul food, nigga, the goddamn macaroni and cheese.
Look, Scratch, you gotta do a new drop every day. Black eyed peas on deck, come and go and get you a plate.
Hell yeah. Nigga,
why
I'm
you
coming,
looking
I'm
like
coming.
That? Shit, nigga, have you ate?
Nigga, I'm telling you, I'm coming, nigga. And look, I'm gonna put the motherfucker, the shit like the police car sirens on the top of that bitch. And go look like a police coming, nigga, with some beat. Nigga, them motherfuckers gonna be like, oh shit, here comes Scratch goddamn truck, my nigga, with the goddamn soul food.
Soul
yeah.
Food bacon.
Nigga, I'm going to give them a mic and let them freestyle while they out there buying their shit.
You going to have open mic at the telephone?
Hell yeah. I'm going to let them freestyle. I'm going to play the beat, let them freestyle, buy their shit. They're going to be like, that's the bombest food truck I ever seen.
Man, it's a girl down here in Monroe. It's a girl down here in Borough, and she got like a food truck. She got like a ice cream truck. And so some people try to roll up on her and rob her. When I tell you, she busted on their ass. She busted on all of them with the running.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't hit down one of them. I'm like, how she shoot it? Didn't hit nobody.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, I had a motherfucker. I'm gonna have a soul food truck. Roll around, beating, mic.
Soul food truck.
Probably some turntable.
Yeah.
All kind of shit, nigga. Have about three or four of them, nigga, I'm on.
For real, find a couple family members that get food stamps.
Oh, hell yeah, I take food stamps.
Yeah.
Slide your car, just run on the wheel.
Cash App, Apple Pay, Zelle,
mm-hmm.
All that.
Mm-hmm. We taking everything.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to pay with. But they equal gang, man, come on, man. Motherfucker pull up and you get some motherfucking barbecue, some fucking greens and macaroni.
Yeah.
Cheese,
come on, boy.
Cornbread, Oh, nigga, you can't resist that. Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom. Here comes Scratch motherfucking soul food truck. I'll go get my purse.
That's something. 15 minutes ago, he should know damn well he should have been through here. 30 minutes ago, I done put these goddamn neck bones off. And he's a goddamn man about to order some off that goddamn truck when he come
nigga,
after him.
They'll quit they cooking, nigga.
I guess these Nick's bones gonna be in the fridge there in the morning for breakfast when they get their ass out. I'm not just a goddamn truck.
Yeah, let me get that up. Let me get that red snapper plate.
And food truck.
Wow, y'all got me fucked up. I'm gonna have a food truck, and I'm gonna have a studio truck. I'm just gonna pull up in your driveway and throw my goddamn extension cord out. Plug that shit into your house. Let's go.
You can't come to the studio.
Huh?
Are you gonna sell Kool-Aid on your food truck?
Fuck yeah, I have some Kool-Aid. What you want, the cherry?
No, I like the fruit punch and the blue one that tastes like lemonade.
Well, motherfuckers, as soon as I open up the side, you can decide on what Kool-Aid you want.
Yeah, cool. Or you got the Kool-Aid variables, okay?
Ain't had none in a minute, but yeah.
Kool-Aid variety.
Mm-hmm. Wow, y'all got me fucked up. Don't let me have a studio and a goddamn food truck on the same thing. I'm just saying. I want a soul food truck.
How you gonna
let me get a cherry Kool-Aid with a splash apple and
I'm gonna get both of them trucks because the studio truck would be like, well. I can't come to the studio because, you know, I got to watch the kids. All right, we just pull up in your driveway and throw the goddamn safety cord. Here, plug this up in your house.
Johnny, say he got some pig knuckles on the truck tonight. Y'all want some pig knuckles?
I don't know if we're going to have fish knuckles, bro.
You got to go all the way out, Scratch.
If we pull up at Rev Ali's house, we gotta get some tofu.
He's Saturday, Saturday night. Saturday, Saturday night.
Oh yeah. That nigga just go. He gonna eat some salad without nothing on it. Just some might as well eat some lettuce by itself type of shit.
Yeah.
I just throw that nigga a lettuce. Here, eat this, nigga. That's salad. He gonna be taking a bite out of the salad like an apple type of shit.
She just like a rabbit. Don't do that.
No, hey, this nigga just gotta buy all of the motherfucking products. He gotta have the lettuce.
He want rutabagas and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever he like on this salad, we just got to throw it to him. Here you go. That'll be $15, nigga. That nigga ain't going to tip. I like all that nigga cheese and motherfucking bacon bits and probably some ham pieces and probably some motherfucker, Thousand Islands, oh my shit.
Yeah, it's about $14 where you at.
Huh?
I said it's at least about $14 where you at.
Well,
coming this way?
Yeah, is that how much it costs?
Huh?
I said, yeah, because that's how much it costs here, depending on where you eat at.
Oh, okay. You know what's crazy? I don't know if y'all ever watch wrestling, but my nigga Stone Cold Steve Austin ain't wrestled in 19 years. He fucked his neck up, and this dude kept on talking shit, right? That nigga Stone Cold came and whooped that nigga ass so bad. Me and my niggas was in here screaming like a motherfucker. And I ain't been watching wrestling because that was like my favorite nigga, Stone Cold. Man, that nigga beat this nigga ass so bad. That goes to show, don't underestimate the old man. The old man will fuck you up. Buddha Ali's on 24 TV.
What's happening, True West Radio?
What up?
What's up, Buddha Ali? I got on the night show. I used to come in at 9. What y'all got going?
Oh, nothing. Shit, just fucking around. We got about 11 minutes and 30 seconds.
You know how we do it, Buddha Ali.
Y'all get that track finished?
Huh?
What
I think it's there. Huh?
What the fuck y'all saying? We done with this nigga old giggling ass and what you trying to say, I can't hear shit.
I said, who all on the panel?
Well, we got Mr. Everywhere. We got Sweetie. We got JoJo. He's somewhere quiet. You know what I'm saying? We got Julia. We got BJ Ev Love. Then we got Giggles. You already heard Giggles. Then we got Sexy Red. And we got you.
Oh, man, the house packed, man. This motherfucker packed more packed than the clubhouse.
You know
yeah, we got Giggles and Drinker.
Yeah, look at him. Look who coughing now.
Yeah.
Ain't that Sexy Red in the video?
Yep.
Well, that's me in the video. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I got everybody. It's lovely. You watched the video, Sexy Red?
I did watch the video. I just seen it.
What video?
Wayne's new video, the one I directed.
Oh, y'all have dropped another one?
Yeah.
Director? He ain't fucking around.
I don't play no games. I did both of those. I was just out of pocket, but I told the videographer how I wanted it done. He did it down to the T. Got in black and white. It's so nice, man. Got the full band and everybody. Sexy Red in there with her cameo. Hollywood debut. And, shoot, we rolling. 2022. We don't sleep.
Yeah,
that's nice.
I ain't got the link, man. Where the link at? I ain't get the link,
Mr. Everwell. I'm finna send it to you, Buddha. I didn't know you had a post. I was trying to call you today about it, and you didn't answer the phone.
Yeah,
I had to go to caller number 9. I had to go to caller number 9 when you didn't answer the phone.
I was caller number 9.
I got to go to caller number 9. You didn't win the prize because you didn't answer the phone. So I had to send it to caller number 9.
Yeah. Where you
there, I send it to you now.
All right, I'm going to check this boy out.
Right.
Oh, let me make sure I got you the right one. Hold on, I'll make sure I got you the right one. Let me.
Hey, Julie.
Make sure I got the right one.
Yeah, what's up?
We can rather fuck them up. We're going to do a song, and then we're going to shoot the video on the same day.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So as soon as you get out of here, we're gonna make a song. We're going to shoot the video. Then we'll let them see it like the next
Julie,
day.
Julia, Miss Julia, you still in Cali?
Buddha, I ain't even talking to you. You ain't even accept my friend request. How you going to say send her a request and you ain't even accept
no.
it?
When was this?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I apologize. I ain't been on Facebook because I'm on some
I've been going through some things on a whole nother level below the satellite. You feel me? On some gorilla shit. But I'm finna get you on there right now.
The song that you talking about, yeah, I went to Vegas and I did that song. But I'm finna do one with I think her name is Sue. What's her? How you say her name? Scratch Sutana. Sutana. Yeah, and then I'm gonna do one with 99.
Awesome.
So Scratch just changed the beat, I think, yesterday. So mm-hmm. I actually just downloaded it now, about 5 minutes ago. So I'm actually going to go to Cali this weekend.
Oh, excuse me. That's awesome, man. Boy, y'all putting in work. It's True West Radio, mm-hmm. man. Man, I goddamn need to fire this goddamn shotgun there about 12K.
So you gotta stay working, stay busy, man. You gotta stay busy no matter what.
Yep.
The video was nice. I really liked it. I was not expecting the black and white situation, but it was real cool, man. I had a good time too.
I'm waiting on it. He ain't seen it yet. I'm finna go to Facebook. What's the name, Julie? Or what I gotta look for?
It should be on your notification.
You go to Angel to Roosevelt Way, and it'll come up on YouTube.
Yeah, I just sent that to on Facebook. I just sent it to Buddha Facebook Messenger. It's on Messenger in your Messenger Buddha.
Okay.
Yeah, the black and white made it look better because he had the TVs in the background and that kind of. Kind of offset it, giving it a Southern Soul look with TVs in the background. So the black and white made it look like more like a juke joint type situation, which gave it more light to it than, you know.
Yeah,
so the whole video is in black and white?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
But something about black and white make you want to, like, not take your eyes off of it, though. It's so, I like black and white stuff.
I hear that.
Who's that? That's Foxy, ain't it?
No, that's, yeah, I'm going in there.
Who else online besides Sleepy?
Oh. I had to come and get like a little couple of dips.
It's good, ain't it, Scratch?
Look at, but the shit is hot, so I couldn't say nothing because it'll burn the fuck out my mouth. I'm going back outside, man.
You find it, boo.
But Sweet Pea, Julia, and Foxy Red, Sexy Red, is, y'all the only women on here.
Okay, that's what I was saying. What's Sexy Red YouTube?
You say, what's
Sexy
my
Red,
YouTube?
What's your hookup?
Yeah, what's your YouTube? So I can subscribe to your channel.
No, my Facebook is Sandra Humphrey, and then Instagram is First Class Promo, the number one ST Class Promo on Instagram.
Okay, let me do your Instagram.
Yeah, we're trying to get my old girl Julia hooked up with all our folks, you know what I'm saying? She in Louisiana.
You said First Class Promos, right?
I'm First Class Promos on Instagram.
Okay.
It's the number one ST and then Class Promos.
Ooh, I need another bite of that shit. Fuck that. I don't even know how much time we got left on this motherfucker, but I gotta go and get another one.
Woo!
Ooh, man. That motherfucker clean. Hey, that mug is ready. Huh? I just seen the video. I have to look at it when I get off the phone, man. I see you Sexy Red through your cameo.
Yeah, they should have gave her an Oscar, but God dang it, I'm afraid for any of my people to get no Oscar. Now the way Will Smith asked, and I'm afraid them be up on stage. Yeah, they should have gave Sexy Red an Oscar.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, I need to see it for myself because I think
Sandra Humphrey? Yeah, this is. Yeah, I just followed you.
Hey, fat boy, bring your ass in. Come in.
Check the way he did that, baby.
You got some food
over
there.
What E. Kong say? Hey, what E. Kong say? I want to E. Kong say.
Slow down, motherfucker, man.
Who's here? What?
Yeah, this is a beautiful video, Miss Everywhere. You did that, man.
You know what? I'm going to bring them.
Man, this video cold. This motherfucker way, this motherfucker better than Peebo Price.
Yeah, shout out to my homie James Bass. If you're in the Dallas area, James Bass, he shoots videos, photos, everything. You should go to him. He works at the TV station. So, yeah, that's my good partner. I've been rocking with him since 2013 out of Texarkana. So that's my go-to guy. I trusted in him and got a nice video.
Man, that's wow. Beautiful.
Well. All right, welcome with y'all. No after hours tonight, nigga. I got them. Dumbo's on fire. Nigga, I'm sweating already. I don't it took about 3-4 bites.
I eat my dinner when y'all start yelling over each other every time. I just
like, all right,
that's
time to
eat the
food. That motherfucker got a shrimp so big and that motherfucker it almost choked. Good Lord.
Don't say that around Rev about no food.
Oh, no, Rev, he eat, what's the motherfucker, tofu's and soy crackers and shit like that.
Rev eat them sauteed cactus. He saute them cactuses.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't
look, we're going to do a little after hours, but yeah. Give us a call, 323-642-5097. You only got 30 seconds to call. Ain't my fault. It ain't my fault.
Rev don't eat tofu and soy sandwiches. I don't eat soy or tofu.
Shout out to everybody.
I think, you know what? I think this nigga Rev, he just be eating motherfucking, just sucking on some goddamn soup or something all day.
I don't suck on soup all day either. See, there you go, trying to. Why are you always imagining stuff, Scratch? Why don't you just let me tell you what I eat instead of imagining
right.
Throwing stuff out there or
right.
Trying to promote me out
eat?
On the radio?
What do you eat?
I eat beer, Scratch. I eat beer. Yeah, man, I eat beer burgers.
That's not good. That shit's all bad.
Yeah, there you go. Why you keep throwing stuff out there? I ain't never said Scratch smoke nothing ever, and you out here talking about Rev Ali smoke sherm. That's some cold shit, man.
Look. I'm going to tell y'all what it is.
He keep putting us on. You see how he do it? Then he sent me. He know I wanted 2 tracks. I didn't know he sent me one, and I went and found it, and he didn't send the other one. He got a nigga over. You know how you want 2 tracks, and you got one, and you be fiending for the other one? That's what Scratch do.
So you fiending for the other track. I like that. I like people that fiend.
I know. That's what I'm telling them.
I like people that feed for the next track. That's like dangling the motherfucking carrot over your head. I'm gonna send it to you, man. Hell, I got the money for it.
Don't worry about it. You know when I get it. You know what we do, Scratch. Don't worry about it, man.
I ain't tripping off of that. My whole thing is my.
I am because I want to make sure that Rev Ali paid.
Okay, but I'm just saying I want to make sure. I'm trying to send Julia something. I still got some time or something. I'm trying to shoot shit everywhere.
I see. Like, you know, it's all good.
I feel like being messy how Reverend Ali be doing. You know he turned your song off earlier because you wouldn't talk.
Oh, is that what he did? Oh, wow. I see how you're doing, Scratch. See, that's so you shooting a new video now, Scratch. You're shooting a shock and surprise. That's the name of your new video.
What did you do?
He's a cop. He shut me off, huh? I see how you do it, Scratch. Oh, damn. See, Sweet Pea, that's a real true West sister, man. She gonna tell it.
Hey, that is funny. You say you ain't getting no ass play. You say so. You better say so.
Damn, it's Mad Monday for real, huh? Damn.
Hey, well, that's the way we got to start it off. We got to start Mad Monday off mad than a motherfucker. About to be all right by Tuesday. I'm just saying.
Damn. Mad Monday like a motherfucker. Hey, I heard, Brother Ali, I sent you a friend request, too. You ain't added me either, Brother Ali. Now, if you add Julia and don't add me, we going to call you out on Wednesday.
I'm on Facebook now. I don't see it. That's what I'm looking for. I'm on Facebook now.
I just sent you a message, Buddha. Wait, motherfuckers don't know everybody's real name around that motherfucker. They'll be like looking for Buddha Ali, and it ain't Buddha Ali. Yeah, he got another name, but Mr. Everywhere let me know when I found him. See, Mr. Everywhere is the real OG of the True West. He makes sure folks connect, man, keep folks together.
I'm looking for it.
You got to check your filter messages, Booty. You got to check your messages.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to my page. Nigga, yeah, everybody don't use their name. That nigga Mr. Everywhere ain't on goddamn Facebook.
Yeah, he is.
I'm friends with Mr. Everywhere.
But his name ain't Mr. Everywhere. That's what I was trying to say.
We know that. We know his name ain't Mr. Everywhere, but he's still out there. We ain't got to put it out there. Oh, you know what I'm saying, Scratch? You know how you try to put us under the bus, man.
Hey, what's my name on Facebook?
It don't matter. We ain't looking for you. You already had it. We ain't worried about you. We talk about Buddha Ali. Hey, Buddha Ali, look at your friend request, man. I don't know how you can't find it.
Okay, I'm on notification. Because he probably don't want to be your damn freak.
Okay. No, that ain't it. There you go with that. They say that's a hurricane talking.
I ain't drunk no hurricane. What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, I'm on the 29er then.
I'm drinking straight water right now. What you talking about?
Well, damn, you don't need no water either then. Shit, no liquids for Scratch.
It should just say Julia.
Okay, hold on. Motherfuckers ain't trying to be nobody's friend.
Everybody's just being rude today.
After 6:30. Niggas just being rude to they folks and shit. What kind of stuff is this, man? This ain't the way we roll, man. We all together.
That's what I said before you said you try to throw it out there that I was on Sherm and all that. I see how you do it, Scratch. Now you talking about.
I tell everybody
like
if they are crazy that they on Sherm, even if they not on Sherm.
Man, I ain't never heard you say nobody was on Sherm but me in the past two years.
That nigga Confetti joined the club, too.
Oh, no, let's see.
Where is he at?
That is confetti in the same club too.
God damn. Woo, I'll see you, Julie. I'll see you now. I'll see you, baby.
Yeah, that motherfucker in the Sheriff Club, too. It's only y'all two. Y'all two in the Sheriff Club. Now, until somebody else want to join, then I throw them in there, too.
Oh,
shit. Ain't no Sherm like the Sherm I got. No one can smoke it better.
Ain't no Sherm like the Sherm I got. Nigga, fill me up when I'm in my swimsuit, trying to go and dive inside the water.
When Scratch gives me the scuff I need, I go get in the corner and smoke me some sperm. Hey!
Hey, you see why I say he on Sherm? Because he got the whole song already.
Jesus, Lord, have mercy.
That nigga already got the whole song. This is fucked up. God damn it. I done fucking dumped my ass away and I had my blood in there now.
You ain't found me yet, man. It say Ollie, Ollie, Ollie three times, god damn it. You can't miss it.
On
say
Facebook.
Three times,
oh, my God.
On Facebook.
I'm on Facebook. I added you. And I'm Ollie, Ollie, Ollie.
Don't say that three times, nigga. The motherfucker Sherm gonna hit you.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I see how
you
do it.
Ollie, 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 nigga, you going to get high.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
I bet. You only see the five girls. That's all right.
Oh, man.
Look in your inbox. Go look in your inbox.
That nigga shit is Ollie, Ollie, Ollie. That's
oh,
real Ollie Julia. Shit.
I see Julia. I got Julia from Tanglewood.
Go look in your inbox.
He's a cold piece of work, Buddha Ali. You're making me feel bad tonight. Damn.
Hold on, brother, man. Hold on. I'm trying to get you logged in.
I had made a T-shirt with your name on it, man. Now I'm going to have to tell him to cancel it.
Hold on, Carl. Okay, where's my inbox?
Oh, nigga, that's that Reverend Buddha. Reverend Buddha. Reverend Buddha.
Oh, sweet Peter, me up. Sweet Pete got me on
Buddha,
there.
Reverend Buddha. Reverend Buddha. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Buddha, you never went with me to Monroe down at his club, Tequila, though. I can't remember who that was with me. That wasn't you, though.
Shoot, they had a shooting at Sippers last night. Like, six people got shot. One died. Two in critical.
Mm-hmm. Too much going on. They had 11 in Dallas, one died, and then 18 in Sacramento, six died. All Saturday night. We had the little trail ride, little rap show in Dallas in Oak Cliff. They got shot up and then, what you call it?
Damn, man, motherfuckers just like, I don't know. Once again, everybody is built different. They rather hit a nigga from distance. If it's somebody that I want to kill, I'm going to walk up and shoot their ass. That's just what it is. All these other people ain't got nothing to do with shit. Now, a whole lot of people die, and then the nigga that you trying to kill don't even die.
Right.
Don't even get hit. You know what I mean? Well, if I really want to kill somebody, I'm going to walk up right in this motherfucking face, because that'll be the last thing in this motherfucking eyeballs that you see. I ain't going to try to shoot the nigga from across the street and hit like 3, 4, 5, 6 other motherfuckers who ain't got nothing to do with shit. That don't make no sense.
y'all done shermed it up and made a beat and Ali Ali like three times.
Yeah, Ali Ali three times. Hey, look, don't say Ali Ali three. Don't say Ali Ali three times. You gonna stop eating meat.
Yeah, girl, don't sing the jingle. You won't have no chicken ever again.
Yeah, why I want to eat this steak that I just cooked?
Where's Julia, where your page at on Facebook? Your name Julia on there?
No.
What's your name, girl? Bucket, what they call you?
Yeah, it's Julia. I'm going to have to message you, though, because I'm blocked on Facebook for 26
minutes. Oh, okay.
You're right. You just got put in jail again.
I was out of school today. I've been blocked 90 days this year.
Julia keeps for some reason she keep going to Facebook jail.
I know, I'm trying to ask her why. I'm gonna have to send it to you, sweetie.
Julia, why are you in Facebook jail?
Ali, I see you on there with Cam.
I had tagged Mark Zuckerberg in the post that he didn't agree with.
Get on his ass. Hey.
Wait a minute. How she go just get out of Facebook jail and go right back?
I was just playing. Like, I really want for real.
But I'm saying, they just put me in Facebook jail for some bullshit anyway.
Oh, I deserve it. I deserve that.
You can't talk about Zuckerberg or Trump, or they going to put you in jail. You going to J-A-I-L.
J-I-L-L. I don't on social media that much because they try to take my Instagram from me for real because I was reciting 3-6 Mafia lyrics while the verses was going on.
Oh, they put me in motherfucking Twitter jail. I'm in Twitter jail like a motherfucker right now.
But I don't even know why.
It was the lyrics to the song. They were saying,
no. Hey,
I'm going to put them on Facebook.
They was like, no. No, bitch.
Oh, man, won't let me post. Damn it.
That nigga in jail, too. I ain't never been in Facebook jail, but they got me in Twitter jail like a motherfucker. They got my King Scratch. They got my King Scratch in jail, but they ain't got the True West in jail.
Oh, now I can post it. Y'all gonna laugh at that? What I just put on Facebook?
Hey, Julia, you just gotta go and make you another one, so you know what I'm saying. So you grab.
It's
cool.
You gonna like your King Scratch?
I got a celebrity site that nobody got. I got a celebrity Facebook with all the celebs on there. But you know what I'm saying? I tell y'all, cause I'll put y'all on there. But ain't nobody really like my friends on my King Scratch. Ain't nobody on there, but my celebrity page is King Scratch NWA. It's King NWA Scratch, I think it is. So that's where I got, that's my celeb page. But I usually don't put nobody that's on my regular page on there.
And she got me peeing on myself, man. That thing I got there, I posted there, they got a deal that says that the Lakers lose, don't make the playoffs, and they got LeBron James, his Will Smith, and he walking up slapping all the Lakers players and the owner.
Oh, Lord.
What?
I just heard some thing on my phone.
Yeah, you got that. Thanks for the call. Hey, Frank.
I don't want to talk about, huh?
Check your inbox.
Okay. I just heard something bing. I don't know where the fuck my phone is. Shit. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord.
Oh, I see this shit. Ugh.
Damn, now I gotta walk over here.
Boy, people just don't know how to let shit go.
Nah, let me see what the hell y'all talking about. Oh, excuse me. I'm going in the house in a minute. I need some more of that goddamn gumbo shit. Shit. Dallas, wait a minute. How the hell you think you wasn't going to get blocked saying that?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Zuckerberg, you bitch-ass cracker nigga always blocking folks. Julia, so what the hell you... Oh, never mind.
Well,
say,
I did say... Spawn the Frogs and Save the Bell. She didn't. Hey, she put her pills out there on glass and she told the man how she. They say you got to write the freedom of speech, right?
Julia. You can't tag the nigga in the post. She said, bitch ass cracker nigga. Always blocking folks. And you would think,
but
oh, my God,
hit the pills
if that was my company,
you.
Nigga, you wouldn't be on Facebook at all. Oh, my God. You go ahead, Julia, with your bad ass.
Facebook ain't shit no more. They need their people.
Right. I think like the first second, like, They don't even let it linger an hour like they used to.
But she called a nigga a cracker.
Wait, is he a cracker?
Hey. Boy, that no. Bitch ass cracker nigga always blocking folks. And with the tag, it got the it's hashtag to his ass. Oh my. Well, you deserve to be in timeout.
Yeah, I deserve that one. And then I just said the last time, I said that was the last time. But I got 26.
You said the last time that was the last time, but it wasn't the last time.
Yeah, but it's a way you can cuss them out that I was trying to figure it out, but I'm going to try it one more time. And then that's really going
to
be it. Right.
You have to do it in Chinese.
Yeah, like he ain't got no Chinese people sitting next to him. What'd that say? He called me a cracker again.
I used to laugh at all them black people getting them Chinese tattooed, to get the tattoo with the Chinese letter and talking about this say this and that. So you don't know if it say go fuck a frog's ass.
She got cussed out Mark Zuckerberg and got kicked off again. She just got back home. She just got back in.
Yeah.
You weren't even in for a week and you kicked out again.
I think I was in like 18 hours.
Ah, see, yo. See, we got to do. We got to do something about your work etiquette.
Yeah.
What is
Wait a minute, but look, though, the whole twist is She didn't just throw it up there. She hashtagged the nigga in it.
Yeah, you tag. Yeah, you had to tag. I had to tag him.
Oh my God. I got so many beer cans in this motherfucker. I can't even find my beer right now. Good God Almighty.
Well, he wouldn't have no Facebook if it weren't for us.
Oh my God, my God.
Right, right.
She
we make it viral.
She hashtagged the nigga name, so it actually went to his shit. If she would have just typed his name in.
This is my thing. Why, if we can't have freedom of speech, why we can't express ourselves?
Right.
So what is the point of freedom of speech?
Because you can't call him no crack-ass nigga.
They call us niggas every day. So what's the difference?
Oh, well. Hey, I'm just saying.
So that's you doing a catch 22 situation right there.
Right, they put murders and everything on Facebook. They put people getting shot up and everything on Facebook.
They put
people
shot up. They put bitches, thoughts, doing their ass twerking and all of that. So that's okay, but she can't take crackers.
Hey, it's all
right.
Hey, I mean, my whole thing is this.
You got to
it's only up to him to be able to block whatever he wants. So.
I guess so, but it ain't right, though. Do they make it right?
No.
Okay.
I deserved
it. It's cool. I just want to.
I mean, I understand. I understand where she's coming from. Man, it's a whole lot of things I want to say on Facebook, but I don't say it. And that ain't about me being blocked or not. I don't care if I get blocked or not, because I ain't on that motherfucker like that anyway.
We were talking about this in church like 2 Sundays ago. Stop sweeping stuff under the rug. That's what's wrong with people now. People want to be so messed up in this world because people said he pushing his dirt under the rug. Tell the truth. Period.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. It's a whole difference between truth and speaking your mind. You know what I mean? Because I mean, Julia said
even
she
speaking
said
your
what
mind,
she said,
sometimes
she said
it
what she said.
But this is my thing. Even though she said that he's a cracker, but is he really a redneck or a cracker?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so she just spoke the truth.
Of course.
So, exactly.
Of course.
So
look,
so why
I mean, if you know how many times.
That's what I'm saying.
If you know
how
many times.
Tell me behind your devil.
Buddha.
Yeah.
How many times did the motherfuckers kick us off of True West Radio for talking about Donald Trump?
Oh, I'm finna get off Facebook so they block me. That's why I got off. They cut me. I said, fuck them myself. I just quit getting on there, period. I listen to Pandora DJ Screw. I listen to Pandora Big Pokey. I listen to Pandora, Living Legends. That's all I'll be on. I listen to KZRB 103.5 on FM radio. And I might listen to Houston 97.9 The Box on my phone. I don't even check out social media. Somebody to come tell me.
We used to talk about Donald Trump on True West Radio so much. Them motherfuckers would cut us the fuck off.
You in heavy love.
Mm-hmm.
They should have left Donald Trump in there if they knew what was smart for him. They should have left that man in there. He said when Biden got in office, gas prices was gonna go up. They ain't wanna listen to that man.
It wasn't even about
mm-hmm.
Trump. And it wasn't about Biden getting in there. It was about that Ukraine shit. When the Ukraine shit jumped off, that's when all that shit got fucked up. That ain't got nothing to do with Biden. You know what I'm saying? That ain't got nothing to do with Biden. Because
I think Trump was a real gangster.
I'm going to tell you
Biden
this.
Biden's going to do what they say.
I'm going to tell you this. All of them motherfuckers, Democrats and Republicans, is fucking us.
Mm-hmm. That's why,
them motherfuckers already, they got their shit together. They cool.
The presidents, they don't understand. Presidents can't sign agree to nothing, less than 52 seats say something.
All of them 52 them seats got motherfuckers. They already got their shit together. We the one that's fucked. Them is the biggest Crips and Bloods in America. Because one got red ties and one got blue ties.
The whole process of it, you might say this is how it's supposed to be, but everybody vote no.
Because people don't still go vote. And that's messed up the whole process of getting these people out of position where they at, because people sitting on their lazy ass drinking 2-11s and 4 Locos and not going to go vote.
Hey, watch yourself.
Hey, I'm just telling you. I'm just saying, smoking their shirts, sticking, smoking their weed, and saying, I ain't going to that poll. If you go to the poll, you can make a difference.
But
if you want
though,
different change, get your ass to the poll, period.
Look. I'm going to tell you this. Don't nobody know who's going to make the change. Nobody. Nobody don't know if the Republicans going to do it. Nobody don't know if the Democrats going
to
do it. Because, look, it don't.
Over.
It don't.
If you still don't go vote for those other things.
Nobody, it don't matter. Look, I don't give a damn. It don't fucking matter. Yes, it do. You don't hear me? You know why? Because, look, let me tell you something. Those amendments are written by the Constitution,
and those are the ones that get passed by the bylaws. So if your ass don't get out there and vote, that shit gonna get signed, sealed, and delivered.
Let me say this to you real quick before you say something, Scratch. Real quick. Now she right that we got to vote. The problem is that we vote in Republican and Democratic Party. You need to vote independent. Then your vote going to count.
And stop voting straight party.
You got to be American independent and then vote for the propositions too. Don't just vote for the candidate. Vote for the propositions.
Listen to what I'm saying. No matter what or who you vote for, it's not up to us.
Give me 30 seconds.
Because, first of all, they're going to do what the fuck they want to do after you vote for the people that you want to or not. They're going to do what the fuck they want to do anyway. It's just putting the people in Joe Biden in office. I don't give a fuck who in office because they not getting ready to fuck around. They not gonna do a goddamn thing for us. Them motherfuckers, everybody try to sell you out a couple of dollars. Go and pay your taxes and we gonna shoot you a couple of dollars. But this whole world is revolved around the goddamn all of the people and them offices.
Every time a Republican president leaves, right before they leave, they cause a whole bunch of bullshit.
And then when the Democrats come in, it's only a president.
It's not the House and the Senate. It's only the president. Nobody don't understand. You need all of them people to want to work with the president to make it happen. Everybody else like, this president ain't doing shit. He ain't did shit. Well, look what the fuck this motherfucker left behind, and they allowed it.
It has always been that. And look, the president is just a spokesman. The president is the one that's speaking. He's the one that's talking to people.
All these motherfuckers got to come together.
And then make a vote in order for him to do whatever the hell he want to do.
Stars in where? The bottom post. You got the executive branch, the senate, and then you got the bottom post. The bottom post is the totem pole for the voting.
If you want to get voters in there to vote, all that other shit goes to your name. At that point.
No matter what, the president of the United States, no matter who it is, they have to fuck around. And the president just ain't going to make the decision. It's all of the people around him that have to agree in order for the president to make a decision.
Yeah, he did,
you know,
a frog.
Man?
He got a frog in his mouth.
He's,
but here's
he's
the thing.
He's a frog.
They got a frog in his mouth. He do what he's told. But here's the real thing. The electoral votes is the one that steal the election. Them the motherfuckers that everybody votes and they come in and say who they want to be president. So that's another goddamn thing right there that everybody's missing on. You know, it don't really matter. The electoral votes is going to say who they want to say.
I'm going to tell you this, Rail. To me, it don't fucking matter because we gonna
right.
be in the same spot we.
That's
in,
right.
No matter.
That's what
who
I was gonna say. You right.
President.
You are absolutely right, Scratch, with that shit.
No matter.
Nothing,
no matter what.
No matter how we voted or what we've done all these years and who we voted in, it ain't
thing.
A goddamn thing.
Because
none
they
of it.
about they fucking self. They ain't about us. They always say, for the people, by the people, this and all that.
Them
motherfuckers don't care about us. Them motherfuckers in power. Them motherfuckers in power, and that's just what they want to say.
When I start saying all of us as people care about each other, then we can scratch the whole conversation because we see men do it to women every day, or women do it to men every day, and it be our own fault, our own color, doing it
but
to each other.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Just the way we can't change what the fuck they doing in Congress, we can't change that shit when it comes down to regular people. We can't change that. It's who you are and how you do things.
I ain't going to lie. That's why I said the younger people are better. They have
it's
a
who you are not. No, they even
they're
worse.
No, they're not. These kids, my baby generation, they are already entrepreneurs. They got their business on. They are already making way.
Means
and we wouldn't even do
absolutely
shit,
nothing.
How they ain't?
I got, you know why? Because, look, hell, I got a business.
You got a business.
There's a whole lot of people that got businesses that they could fuck around. They handling their own business.
Look,
but
let me explain to you.
I'm going to give you the best scenario in the world. If the United States start helping Ukraine, and then if the motherfucking Russians decide they want to start bombing them, listen to what I'm saying. No, because I'm not talking about being entrepreneurs. I am not talking about being business owners. I'm talking about if bombs start fucking falling in L.A., if bombs start fucking falling by your house, that's something that we ain't got no control of. We ain't got no control over that. We didn't start that. We could be the richest motherfuckers in the world. We could be the motherfuckers with all the businesses. All of us got bomb-ass businesses. But guess what? We ain't got no control of the bombs falling on our fucking house. They do.
I just made me some popcorn. This shit getting good.
Can I say something? Votes do count, and if you don't think they count, 68,000 votes decided Georgia because Kanye West got into the race, and they got 68,000 other votes away from Trump. That cost them the state of Georgia election. So that does count. But at the same aspect, once you have two parties that want to shine based on who they have in office,
then one is going to work against the other. That's why Obama, a lot of the stuff he tried to get passed, he couldn't, because you had what? Who was controlling the Senate? The Republicans.
Right. The Republicans.
They didn't want to sit up there and say a black man could run the country. So they worked against him the whole time to say, we told you that a nigga can't run the country. They point blank, period. But the laws they put in for him to sign was gay rights and all that type of stuff. And we didn't even have civil rights. So that's the sad part. They use him as a big-ass Pinocchio pawn, unfortunately. So when they say he didn't do nothing for the black folks, it's like, well, how is he going to do something for the black folks when wasn't nobody going to put a deal on there? Remember what happened to the black card that Ice Cube kept on saying he was going to go to Washington, D.C., and they were going to do this with this and this and this, this and that. Ain't nobody done it yet. Donald Trump ain't done it. Nobody's done it. Anytime he's got an issue with the African-American community, all that gets sidestepped. They can sit up there and worry about Ukraine refugees, refugees from here, refugees from everywhere else. But when it comes to the African-American community, they're not going to have nothing on the table that's going to benefit us to prosper.
So to make a long story short, Mr. Everywhere, what can we do? Not a goddamn thing.
We as people, we got to be band together and stop getting materialistic. We got to band together and see what's the real agenda, because that's what we worried about. We competing against each other for a lifestyle. We're looking up here and saying King Scratch got a Benz, so King Scratch is this and that, instead of saying that's just a car, you see. And that's what we're doing. We're sitting up there on our own people. It's like, okay, when we was in slavery, who had a Lamborghini? Who had a Rolls Royce? Who had a mansion? We all had the same damn deal living in the slave quarter. Now, somebody get a little money, they think they better than the rest of the folks. And that's where the problem lies at.
They've been doing that since back in the day, Mr. Everywhere. Now, look, let me ask y'all something else, though, real quick. Since when did the black folks, name a time in this world when black folks has actually came together and made it all work for ourselves? I ain't talking about Black Wall Street either. I'm talking about ongoing. When did we ever do something to help ourselves?
Never.
Never.
Because the only time when black folks was sticking together was back when they was trying to get out of slavery. That's when it was going down. That's when the black folks was actually sticking together. As soon as they got out of slavery, everybody just went fucking bonkers. You know what I'm saying?
You know why they won't do it? Everybody wants to be Michael Jordan. Nobody wants to be Scottie Pippen.
Every opportunity,
you know, back in the day.
Boy, y'all, let the women talk.
Like, if y'all did y'all research back in the day, the black people did try to band together and come together to do something. Like, a lot of them lakes, like Lake Lanier and all that. If you think about it, all them lakes, it's about 50-something lakes that got flooded. There was nothing but straight black towns, and the white people went in and flooded the whole town.
Yeah, I'm not
talking
about
that, though. It's towns right now that's still underwater. So it's like Scratch and Sex and Red. Both of y'all was right, because, you know, the votes do got to go through the House, the Senate, the legislative and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's the shit don't count, because they going to put whoever they want to put in there. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
they're
going to
do whatever they want. See, look, Julia, look.
They took the
this
beach.
Is the thing.
They owned the beach. The whole beach was theirs. And they family and they resort. And they came in there and just snatched the people land from them. Last year, they gave the black people back their beach.
Yeah, I know, right?
They,
out here.
They own the whole North America.
No, it's like literally,
the whole
it's
North
like
America.
Literally towns. Like where Martin Luther King had that march and all them people went and then all that, you see all that water, like that was a whole black town. Like people is still underwater. Like people is still under their dead bones and dead. They just put fish and stuff in there.
I'm going to tell you, the youngsters are coming back together. That's the whole point that I'm trying to get to y'all. I don't give a fuck who is president. I don't care if it's Democrat, Republican, a regular motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? They motherfucking in there. It ain't doing nothing for us anyway. It don't fucking matter. It ain't built for us. It's built for them.
No, they kill us off.
They kill like it's they kill Malcolm X. It's Martin Luther King. They just going to kill people out. Like people scared to stand up.
It's built for the rich white America. And we are not white rich Americans.
Yep.
That's what this shit is all about. This shit is all about rich white America. And that's when you start getting up there with the Senate and the House and presidents and all that. That shit is built for them. It's not built for us.
Right. We were born into it. Like, we were stamped the day we was born. That's why they take our footprint and fingerprint and give like, us numbers and shit. You know what I'm saying?
We can do whatever we want to do.
But at the end of the day, we still slaves at the end of the day.
We choose not to. That's a difference. It's a choice.
Check this out. You remember when they had the Million Man March? You see?
Yeah.
Those are the things that have to happen more often in order for any, because we as motherfucking people got a right to overthrow government. Because we are the people of the government. So we got a right. But see, you can't get that many people together to do shit like that. But one time or two times.
Well, everybody wants to be Michael Jordan. Nobody wants to be Scottie Pippen. So that's just how it goes with us. So once we realize that if we don't join together, then we're going to all fall apart. That's just how it goes.
Look at every other nationality,
they join together.
We buy foreign cars, the jewelry from the Arabs, the Jaguars, and then the Bugattis and all this other stuff. They buy these stupid ass cars, and then they spend in Holland Hills and my Paul Quinn College or in the project. Can't do that stuff.
But that's what they doing is individual. Now, once again, if we had a million motherfuckers going to that goddamn Capitol every goddamn day, that would make a difference, because we got a right to overthrow the government.
We don't do it for a cause. We do it to be seen, Scratch. It's a difference.
I know. We do it to be seen and not for the cause.
That's why they don't nobody take us serious. You go to a million.
You see what Martin Luther King did on that motherfucker? He was the first one to bring all them motherfuckers up there.
He was doing it for a cause. Ever since then, ain't nobody done it for the cause.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. It you know what? In our lifetime, it'll never happen.
They showed up at Million Man March, and with that Million Man March, what demand was made? What demand was met? You tell me. It was just a million people that showed up with no demand, no agenda as a demand. You got to make a demand
a
and
show.
Stand on your demand, or nobody takes you serious. If you tell your
kids, if you go outside
and you ain't home by dark, you're going to get your tail toe up. You done made a demand.
Because
and
the
if
whole
you stand on that demand, he know not to play with you.
Because you can say what you want to about the youngsters, but they make a demand. And they get their shit, whatever they talking about, they get it. And it's unfortunate to me that it seemed like more gay people advocate for black people than black people.
More gay people advocate for gay people more than any goddamn thing. But the whole thing about it is, even when they had the Man March, the thing that they should have did was went to the door and said, we need to speak to these representatives and let them know why we out here. We need to let these motherfuckers know why we got a million people out here.
Okay, hold on. Let me say something. Now, I went to the Million Man March. And let me say this. I hear what y'all are saying, But it wasn't about going, the Million Man March was a man of atonement. It's about bringing us together without all this shooting that been going on the last couple of days, all this killing going last couple of days. And take note, did nobody die at the Million Man March? Now time is probably one incident, that, and that motherfucker was hauled off. He couldn't get a good scream out. He was hauled off and disappeared and never seen again.
But Booty, what the man a, was met. I mean, you could be the Million Man Barbecue, but what the man.
It's a Million Man Protest.
The Million Man March wasn't about no demand. It's about brothers coming together.
It was
the
a Crips,
the
blood,
the black Indians, the Indian, everybody to come together.
Are they together now? Are they together now?
No. It was a protest. It was a Million Man Protest. Didn't nobody have they like they representatives going in actually start talking to the people about the crime?
They stood outside the Washington Monument like they did back in 1960.
And I'm telling you, everything y'all got the wrong perception. Y'all got the wrong perception of the whole Million Man March deal. It wasn't about none of that shit y'all talking about. I understand where y'all coming from. I agree with y'all saying. But the Million Man March wasn't about that. It was about brothers coming together.
It was coming together
listen,
for one day?
I met people I'm still connected with right now. That was back in 2015. I'm still connected with niggas right now. Not all them niggas we dealing with, Mr. Stairwell on that level. I'm talking about some legitimate brothers that business on that still doing their thing. And we cross market to this day. I just put him on the phone right now. He going to tell you the same thing. The perception of Million Man March, what about no protest? What about everybody
coming together? Came together.
Okay,
the
they came
United.
Together, but they still didn't make nothing. What the fuck?
They came together for one day? For one day? And
it was longer than one day. The stand was 24 hours, but it was 2 and 3 day travel. People communicating in tour bus vans.
That's fine, but did it, was it effective? Was it effective?
Who did they talk
it
to?
Was very effective. How?
Who did they talk to?
It was about
11
unity.
People just got shot in Dallas.
And
no.
18
if,
people
if
got shot in Sacramento.
11
people got shot in Newman, Arkansas,
I
and they were all black.
I went to the march, okay?
Okay.
I went to the march. I traveled, okay? Listen, I was in the
march.
I'm trying to tell you what y'all talking about. It had nothing to do with the march.
So you got 28 people got shot in Dumas, Arkansas at a car show trying to enjoy their family time, talking about come together, and 28 people got shot.
That wasn't no Million Man March.
So what was the Million Man March?
Y'all niggas, that's what I tell Israelite, Hebrew Israelite, had to tell them the same thing I'm going to tell y'all, bro.
I'm just asking you a question. How effective was it? What was the outcome of it?
Why would you...
The outcome, it was unity.
Have a million...
Where's it at? This is 2022. Where's it at?
Everybody
why
y'all
would,
listen to win. Too short
why would
them.
You have...
Blue Dog is there.
This is what I'm saying.
George Clinton was
check
there. Everybody was there.
Check this out, Buddha.
Y'all
why
keep trying to make
have,
an issue and a topic. If it was a topic, they would say, hey, this the Million Man March to take over the world. This the Million Man March. Dude, it was just a Million Man March. A unit. It's atonement. It tells you a day of atonement means
peace. This is what I'm saying. Let me tell you something real quick. That's all good. All that.
One day.
Why
and
would
now they
you
back
have
shooting each other?
A million motherfuckers come up there and then you don't have a purpose. You just wanted to have unity. You supposed
the
to have
yo,
you supposed
said.
To have you supposed
y'all
to have
24 hours.
Now, this is what I'm saying. This
the
is what I'm saying.
Was for black
you supposed
men
to have you
to
supposed to have your representative
black Mexican
talking to their representative about the problem. You just ain't going to march and just sit there and everybody be cheering and y'all just talking. You got to have your representatives go inside of the Capitol and talk
to
their representatives about
the
problem.
That wasn't the objective. It wasn't about going
well,
to talk to
that's what it should have been. That's what it should have been.
We should have one day out of our lives to come together for one day. And ever since then, we've been divided.
And talk to the people inside of Congress. They should have been in there talking inside of Congress while everybody was outside listening to what's going on.
Okay.
They didn't even tell them what the fuck is...
Now you're contradicting yourself. Now, you just saying it don't matter who in the fuck is up there, we're going to still be in the same boat. Isn't that what you're saying?
Okay, now can I speak? Now, let me explain something. Go ahead, and then I'll talk.
All right, now what I'm saying is this, once again, it was a day of peace that no enemy, nobody could take away from everybody getting together, smoking weed, talking, changing numbers, selling product. Other things were going on. If you had been there, you could say, "Oh man, that shit was playing the motherfucker." It was like the freak nick, but it wasn't nobody naked. It was like people just talking, communicate. People went to the club afterwards. People had a good time. People connected 2 or 3 days after that. The shit went on. If you were there, you would know the story. But just going off, that nigga.
Now, had it been me, I would have went into that Congress and said, "Look, we need money for the infrastructure of the urban community centers for these kids to deter them from crime so they ain't out here killing each other. They got after-school programs and all that stuff.
Right.
I'm not coming to stand on your porch steps to give high fives and exchange phone numbers if you ain't made no difference in your community just going to Washington, D.C. and standing on some damn steps. They looking at the blind
glass. They should have been inside talking to the motherfuckers.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. One day, and now they still killing. How effective was it? If you got a vacuum cleaner with that, ain't got no vacuum bag in it, what good is having the vacuum cleaner even turned on?
It wasn't, because them motherfuckers, you just got a lot of niggas standing around, but ain't nobody went in there to talk to the folks that you need to talk to and tell them what you need.
Niggas
like y'all who got all the opinions and all the pushback wasn't there to put in y'all opinion to organize something like that. Because he told y'all that's not what the gathering was for. If you look it up,
you better be at the White House with something and on the agenda with a demand, because they're not going to listen to you, nothing that you got to say standing on no porch. They're not going to let you sit up there and say whatever you want to say. Nobody cares about you standing on their front porch. They worry about when you breaking their house.
And then they going to get all y'all motherfucking black-ass niggas out of there. The whole thing should have been that you've got 4, 5, 6 motherfuckers that went inside and was talking to these people about what they want while all these other millions of motherfuckers is outside.
Why you ain't get involved instead of just talking shit all the time, though?
I told people, I'm like this, sweet pea, I already know what the outcome is. They don't give a fuck about us anyway. If you build a house without no blueprint, don't expect that house to stand. Now, you look how many people got shot in Dumas, Arkansas, Buddha. 28 people in your state, Dumas, Arkansas, or Dallas, Texas, 11 people, 28 people got shot. Black folks at an event trying to come together and enjoy theyself. Now, where is this so-called people that is at the Million Man March trying to get these and still reach out to these people 20 years later? Where are they at?
Nowhere.
So y'all,
where they
y'all,
at? I got to come to church. Let me straighten you out.
Hold on.
That don't mean nothing to me. This city is so big. you can never control everything that happened in my city.
Okay.
That's why things like that don't mean nothing to me. Because I mean, 15 people could die from a car wreck.
What?
32. It happens every day.
Let me, single day.
I see people dead.
Let me say this one thing. I'll be the fuck quiet for the rest of the night. What happened when that motherfucker Donald Trump dumped that he was cheating out the election? What did them white folks do? They was in the same fucking place with a Million Man March. What did they do? From the goddamn Capitol.
And you know the motherfucking SWAT team would have been on niggas' cash.
Once again,
they
that's
stormed
saying,
the Capitol. White folk was in the Capitol.
Hold on. Get your burns right, because we weren't at the Capitol.
I didn't say that. I'm talking about what happened at the Capitol.
We were on the courthouse. Otherwise, the Capitol is a whole is goddamn near 2 football fields away from where we were at.
Okay, I understand that, Buddha, but still, it's too many black folks in one goddamn spot. Them motherfuckers, white folks, went right in the Capitol and was right
in the
city,
man. Let me tell you something, man. Look, it wasn't about taking over the city, brother, man. I'm trying to tell you what it's about, brothers coming together, having a good time, to put chaos at peace, because we're living in the sea of chaos. Chaos was already here before the light started shining on this planet. Okay?
I'm like with Buddha. The Million Man March was only to show people that people could be in one vicinity with more than over 1,000 people and not have no incident and come together and break bread with each other. That's all it was about.
But not to talk to the people that they need to talk to so they could try to make a change. That's the only shit that I'm saying.
When the original march was implemented,
with each other. So there was
when the original march was implemented, it was a civil rights march for rights for the blacks to have in America. That's what the original march was. Martin Luther King set the original march on Washington for his demand of blacks to have civil rights in the United States of America. Wasn't about blacks getting together to fellowship and do none of that stuff. It was to come together for one demand.
Okay. I like what you said, Mr. Edward. You got your shit together. But now, what does civil rights mean?
That means a right for everybody. Same rights for everybody. Same justice for everybody.
I'm going to have to throw their red eggs up there. That's what it's about. Civil rights
is not about
everybody equal. It was about the black man surrendering his rights to the white man to do what they're doing to us right now, no matter we vote or not vote, because we done took the civil rights bill and applied to it, marched to it, and we going to get dogged to it till we get the civil rights bill off us and claim our own set party nationality and sovereignty.
Buddha, you know what that's on required? That's on required for you to resign from Dollar Tree. Because you don't put your Social Security number down on that application.
Don't throw no balloons in the building now. Don't try to blow up some balloons.
No, I'm throwing hand grenades with the pin pull. I'm throwing hand grenades. That means every last one of y'all to go punch a time clock.
Look
up corporation. United States is a corporation. When you utilize your Social Security number, you agree into the terms of the corporation. So until you relinquish your Social Security number and your job, that means you can't go work for a Dollar Tree and get a check. Because you're getting paid by a corporation. Federal taxes is a corporation. So until you relinquish all that, you can't talk about sovereignty. So what you going to give up? You going to give up that? What are you going to give up? That's the whole case in point. So now you're stuck with civil rights.
But let me say this.
stupid.
That ain't got nothing to do with civil rights and sovereignty, Social Security. We all know America's a corporation that landed on us. The flag is a corporation flag. It's not a nationality flag. It's a flag of trade. The red, white, and blue is a flag of trade, of cattle, slavery, niggas, corn, oil, gas, and everything else they fight for right now. That's what that flag is about.
So you can't have sovereignty until you relinquish your Social Security number.
That means, therefore, you had to quit your job.
Hold on, brother.
I'm on the sovereign. I'm being held kidnapped. I'm being captured on my own land.
You got to relinquish your job, and you get back your Social Security number. Then you have your sovereignty. That's how you do it.
Just because you take your job away and get your own business does not make you no person of enslavement. The United States enslaved us already, period.
Well, you got a tax ID number for a business, guess what? That's a government entity. That tax ID number, federal tax ID number, that means you agree into the corporation's rules. So until you relinquish all that, you are not sovereign. That's point blank, period. You have to relinquish all of that. When you go to a paycheck, you punch a job clock, and then you wait 2 weeks to get your check, you're getting paid by what? A corporation. The corporation is under the government corporation. Subcorporate, and you using your Social Security number to say you adhere to the terms of the corporation. Once you give your Social Security number back, you become sovereign.
You're an Army veteran. You fought for this country. So you program and been in the mix of the whip of all that there. You mean well. You mean right. I understand what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you downtown, but it goes back to what I was telling y'all, the Million Man March wasn't about all that shit we talking about. It's about motherfuckers just coming together, man. Let's stop shooting, let's stop killing, man. Let's smoke a blunt together, man. Let's talk about this, what y'all got going in y'all city. How can we bring this to y'all? How can y'all bring that to us? Let's make this shit happen. We know we in the goddamn Tower of Babylon that's been took down.
But I understand it. I'm saying when they went to Washington that many strong, they should have went to it with a demand. They should have went on there with a demand. Not just a meet and greet each other. They should have went with a demand. That was your biggest stage to play on.
You've been in the military for 5-6 years.
Okay, let's break it down.
You think we're going to go sit up there and say, hey, just like the motherfucking white folk did, you think they say, hey, we're going to come up there and take over the Capitol? No, we ain't going to let you. We were letting people know, meet us October 16, 1996, and October 16, 2015 in Washington, D.C. A Million Man March. Let's march together, bro. And keep this thing going in the honor of all the ancestors who've been fighting for us. But it wasn't about going to take over the thing. We're not going to let these motherfuckers know we're going to come down here. We come a millionaire to take over y'all building.
Let me explain something. You done had 2 million man marches. Hold up. You done had 2 million man marches since Martin Luther King. Why just last month they just passed the lynching is now a federal law?
Okay,
it's illegal now to lynch for 2022.
Hold on, you started mixing marches with marches. These are two different marches. And the march.
So 2022, they just now made. You done had a million man.
Wait a minute. Hold on, let me tell you now. Now, I love Martin Luther King. But Martin Luther King, they killed him before he could say, hey, man, I led y'all in the wrong direction.
Because you know why? He was peaceful marching. Hold up. The reason he said that, he said, well, we're doing peaceful marching. They still attacking us with dogs and fire holes and fire bombs. So that ain't the measure. That's why he said I led my people in the burning building.
No,
because he realized I got to fight these folks with fear.
He
I got to fight fear.
Bring no gun. He said this going to be
said,
a gun.
Ride. Listen, Martin Luther King said a ride is the voice of the unheard. He said the ride is the voice of the unheard.
We were going for unity. The Million Man March was about unity. What about no protest? Martin Luther King don't protest a bill to bring everybody together knowing he would have, like, bring no weapons, put your knives down. I've been to the museum. I'm looking at everything. All this shit right here in Memphis.
You know I've been there, too.
All these people, put your weapons down. Don't bring no weapons.
I've been told that. What I'm saying is 2022, we still out together. We still out here gang banging and shooting each other. And they sitting up, they ain't got to hang it from no trees no more because we hanging ourselves. So what effect was that Million Man March for one day if we didn't keep that going every day?
Well, we speaking about this Million Man and all this other stuff. Hey, brother, you say you a veteran?
Yeah.
You didn't already sign your rope to the white man's land.
You have too. You got a Social Security number, don't you?
We was already
and
born.
You got a Social Security number. If you got a Social Security number, you done signed the contract too. So there's no,
we have not signed, if we prisoners of war. That's what she's telling you. We're prisoners.
I didn't have no rights behind that. So I can't say nothing about my Social Security number because I didn't have no rights. I was just born into this world. My mama gave me that Social Security number. So
okay,
I didn't have no rights.
You utilize that on a credit card application or you use it on a job application and got a check. You agreed to that contract.
Let me finish
that
what I'm saying.
Social Security number wasn't, your number wasn't valid until you utilized it in a bank activity, a job activity, anything that had monetary transaction. That's when your Social Security number became valid.
You didn't make your point, man. And can I make my point valid first before you even cut me off?
Go ahead.
Now, you enslaving me right now because you ain't even let me speak, my brother.
Speak.
So now we're going to hold the walls on and let people get around the airways. Let people get so you get understanding what people trying to say, period. So that's why we enslaved right there in the first place because, first of all, we don't listen. So you got to listen. Buddha been trying to scream over your voice and boo, 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 and you said to make it point out, point out, point out, point. But still, everybody got their own opinion at the end of the day. But is it true facts or whatever you're saying? We can't speak on what Martin Luther King was doing because Martin Luther King dead. He shot. He gone. So at that point, what are we doing to change that situation as brothers and sisters? The first thing, a formal rule, is to please let that other brother speak so you can see what he is saying. So you get understanding and truth through his words and then come to agreement through your words and acknowledgement to come to a common ground. That's where we start, the solution. Now, we're going to revolve.
Now, may I speak? Go ahead.
Well, we're going to bring revolution to each other. The first thing we need to do is your opinion counts. Yes, it does. But mine does, too. Period.
Now, not one time did I say nobody's opinion counted. I said they should have went with a demand because nobody's caring. In Washington, D.C., if you're a Million Man on the Washington steps, they're not caring and they're not going to make no changes for African-Americans till we make demand. Them folks went there and made a demand that they were going to take over the election.
The first off demand, we need to change for ourselves before we even talk to this white man about changing for us. We need to start treating each other better before we demand anything in that White House. We need to do better with us.
So that's the whole question I just asked Buddha. I said, how effective was it if we ain't made no change since one day? I said, how effective could that Million Man March be if one day y'all were together, next day y'all shooting and killing each other? So y'all missed the whole dynamics of what I was talking about. One day they make a difference.
And I agree with what you saying. But you can't preach for that one person being the devil because he got a devil coat on. But you got to stop that brother when you seen that gun come out. Did somebody stop him before he started shooting?
Okay, but if you went to the government and said, hey, let's put programs in place for the inner city youth. They got after-school program, basketball, sports program, and stuff for them to do to offer them from going into crime.
Look here, that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. All that shit went into play. People were negotiating, making deals, Puff Daddy. Everybody's at this thing, dog. Everybody's just me, man, but you don't know what the hell went on, what the hell was going on.
Puff Daddy ain't even paid no one of his artists. I don't even mention his name. He ain't paid no one since he signed him. Puff Daddy is non-factor. He ain't signed, paid no none of his artists.
I bet you this, Pat. Them niggas that doing all the killing and all that shit you talking about, I understand. I bet you 800,000 of them niggas ain't none of them did nothing that went to that Million Man March.
out of that whole meeting. I bet you about 800,000 people flew straight. Some of them flew, went crazy. Some motherfucker lost their man. But I guarantee everybody been to the march. They ain't out there killing and shooting no motherfuckers, man. I guarantee that.
Let me go ahead. Finish up. Finish what you got to say.
I went to the march and just killed somebody since they been to the march. You ain't going to find them.
What? The question is to all y'all, what was put in place for the black community after that Million Man March? What was put in the place?
A lot of stuff was put in place.
Where did the money come from? Huh?
Man,
Puff Daddy ain't put no money nowhere. Puff Daddy ain't paid nail artists. He had five artists signed to his label. Ain't paid nail none of them. That's why they making rap songs about him. He slept with a white man. The white man gave him the money to get his own record label. Then he fucked his whole crew of black folks. So you can't talk Puff Daddy.
Once again, the Million Man March was a peaceful demonstration, just like Martin Luther King and everybody else, man. It ain't no deal going through. You already said we slaves and we'll never be. I know we prisoners of war. I know what the deal is. Just like we all prisoners of war on our own land. Everybody know we the black Indians, so on and so forth. We the Negro people of Turtle Island.
My whole concern was a demand should have been made while that many people were congregating together in Washington, D.C. A demand should have been made. That's all I said is a demand should have been made. That was our opportunity. When you get an opportunity.